to you. You were born with
power. Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, brothers. Stop
resisting. The hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Morning Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways you need to get up, you need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. And if you want the toll-free long-distance number, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me because we have much, 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 much to talk about. 454-0400. The phone number, 454-6609, is the fast. Where do we begin? Where do we begin? Well, let me see. Are you feeling safe? Are you feeling lucky? Are you feeling well protected, well taken care of? Well, I've been thinking lately about how much that has been lost. A caller called yesterday off the air and commented on the fixation. And I guess maybe it's all about safety. People feel safe. No, I don't think, no, I'm not going to go with that. I think it's about the difference between being fearless and being a coward. Remember the fixation that the news media had on Elian Gonzalez? Remember that? Remember the blonde chick That was Missing in the Caribbean. Remember her? Remember the fixation that the media has had all across the board. All of these different non-issues. The O.J. Simpson trial did not deserve such fixation. It was not entitled to such fixation. Michael Jackson's trial was not entitled to such fixation. But it's safe. We have a larger media that is paralyzed by cowardice and by the coin of the realm. Money can make you do some cowardly things. At least it's made the larger media do that. Because think of the stories that have been missed in the midst of a media's fixation on these issues. Our government has been spying on American citizens, and ask yourself, has there been? Which one are you more familiar with? Michael Jackson's trial or Tom DeLay? The chick from, the blonde chick from Aruba? Or government spying on American citizens? Here's a story that I bet you that you don't know anything about. The National Security Agency, that's the NSA, that's our Gestapo. The top secret spy shop that's been secretly spying on American citizens under a plan put together by the dumbest kid in the class, or endorsed by, let's be clear, endorsed by the dumbest kid in the class, has destroyed the names of thousands of Americans and companies that it's collected. Let me be clear. They spied on you. No, they spied on us. Folks found out. George Bush says, yes, we're going to keep spying on you. We will spy on you till I decide not to. Ain't that some stuff? The dumbest kid in the class gets to front you off like that. Ain't that some stuff? The kid that was hooked on, he wasn't hooked on phonics, that's for sure. I know what he was hooked on, and it wasn't phonics. This kid is telling you no. Ain't that some stuff? The failed businessman is telling you no, telling you what to do. The guy who stole the election is the thief is telling you how you supposed to be, how you gonna behave. Ain't that some stuff? The NSA. NSA lawyers, all of them should be disbarred. Every single NSA lawyer should be disbarred because they advise the agency to immediately destroy the names of thousands of Americans and businesses it collected shortly after 9/11. The lawyer said, destroy the stuff. Why? Because the lawyer said the surveillance could result in numerous lawsuits from people identified in the surveillance reports. By law. It almost feels weird even saying that. A country of laws, right? By law, the NSA cannot spy on an American citizen, an immigrant lawfully admitted to this country for permanent residence, or a U.S. corporation. They destroyed the records. This is the country that you live in. You live in. And apparently there are some folks that are getting ticked off about it. The CIA and FBI are upset. Who is the NSA? It is based in Fort Meade, Maryland. It operates under the DOD, and that's Department of Defense. It distributes analysis, summaries of analysis, of they call it intelligence gathering. But it doesn't share its raw data. It doesn't share the transcripts. It doesn't share the transcripts with anyone. You want to know who was in charge of the raw data? This ought to warm your civil liberties hearts. This ought to warm your. If you sleep with dogs, you wake up with fleas. If someone tells you who they are, believe them. If someone shows you who they are, believe them. The cop that beats suspects bloody, innocent folks bloody, is going home and committing atrocities there as well. If they show you who and what they are, believe them. And the reason I'm saying that, check this out. Did you know this? The National Security Agency, ain't that it? Ain't me. Who does it keep secure? But the NSA. After 9/11, the NSA, prior to 9/11, the NSA, when they had their little spying records before 9/11, they didn't have to share their raw data with anybody. They call it intelligence gathering, and they didn't have to give their raw data to anybody. And the reason why their raw data is so prized, it's transcripts from the wiretaps, is because it provides the additional context and more leads than summaries. Before, all they had to do was just give a summary of what the transcript said. And anytime anybody gets to interpret raw data like that, you get what they want you to get. But they've never had to give up, the NSA has never had to give up their raw data. Never had to give up their raw data prior to 9/11. After 9/11, guess who the NSA had to give their raw data to? John Bolton. You feel safe now? Evidence suggests, go figure, what are the odds, that Bolton used the information for personal reasons in direct violations of rules governing the dissemination of classified intelligence. What are the odds that John Bolton would break the law? What are the odds? Any bookies out there take that bet? I don't think so. No, you need a two-headed coin, Howard. You don't even flip a coin. You need a two-headed one. Because the fact of the matter is that John Bolton, if somebody shows you who they are, believe them. A lying, dishonest man. And he used the raw data for personal reasons. Check it out. During one routine wiretap, the NSA obtained the name of a State Department official whose name had been blacked out when the agency submitted its report to various federal agencies. Bolton's chief of staff, Frederick Fleets, a former CIA official, revealed during the confirmation hearings that Bolton had requested that the NSA unmask the unidentified official. Fleets said that when Bolton found out the identity, he congratulated the official, and by doing so, he violated the NSA rules by discussing classified information contained in the wiretap. Huh. turned out that Bolton was just one of many government officials who learned the identities of Americans caught in the NSA intercepts. The State Department told the NSA to unmask the identities of American citizens 500 times since May 2001. Check this out. Representative Congressman Charles F. Bass. He's a Republican. And he served 4 years on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. He suggested that the NSA has routinely, as a matter of practice, as the daily course of business, routinely skirted the law by eavesdropping on Americans. This Republican said, "I think it could be the biggest information problem that we face." Congressman Bass said, quote, "If somebody is abroad and they even mention the name of an American citizen, bang, off goes the tap and no more information is collected." Porter Goss, former Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said the most critical question of all is how much spying on Americans do we want? He's now the director of the CIA. What this comes down to is domestic surveillance on individuals and groups. I don't know how you do that without spying on Americans. I can't emphasize enough that that's the hardest part. Well, sweetie, what you do is you get a court order. That's what you're supposed to do. I'm so sick of this. I mean, I am so sick of these men. These lawless, mostly white men telling Americans who believe in the Constitution, who care about the Constitution, who believe that they still live in a democracy, who want to still live in a democracy, who didn't get the memo that the laws have been changed, that we no longer have a democracy. I'm so tired, I'm so exhausted, I am so infuriated by these men telling us that it's too hard to get a warrant. Now, these are the men that have their fingers, their sneaky fingers on the pulse of every American. They can go right now and pull up your file, your FBI file, your CIA file. They have access to spy material that we have not, that sci-fi hasn't thought of yet. And they want to tell us that it's too hard for them, that have their fingers on the pulse of the most sophisticated equipment and a bottomless pit of funding, that it's too hard and too difficult for them to get a warrant. You know what? Kiss my grits. Because that's bunk. That's bunk. Yes, you do. Yes, you can. And the only reason that you haven't is because you don't want to. You want to spy on us. How much spying on Americans are we going to allow? None. Go get a warrant. And if you can't get a warrant, shut up and sit down. The Constitution's a mug, ain't it? I guess they just want to govern. I guess they want to roll like George W. Bush, Boy George, governs. They want to roll like Boy George governs. No stinking Constitution can tell me what I can't do. As Boy George would say, if I can't read it, why would I follow it? Don't tell me illiteracy doesn't have its benefits. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. Car phone.
How you doing, Ms. Love?
Kevin, good morning.
How do you feel about the Second Amendment?
How do I feel about the Second Amendment?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't understand the question. What do you mean, how do I feel about it?
You have a lot of people that want to disarm the American people, and I think that's the only thing that has kept us safe, because they don't know where all the guns are.
I don't think that they're... I think that that's a mischaracterization of those that are for gun control. I think it's a mischaracterization to say that people believe that we shouldn't be able to have guns.
Mm-hmm.
What people that advocate for gun control, they ask for the same kind of controls be put on the safeties of guns, safety of guns, as are on the making of a teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
They say they advocate that we don't need assault weapons for hunting.
The Second Amendment wasn't put there for hunting. The Second Amendment was put there to protect us from the leaders.
Well, but here's the argument. You know, the argument made by people that say that they're about the Second Amendment is that they have a right to have machine guns because they're not trying to kill anybody. They're just using them for hunting. You're saying that the reason that the Second Amendment is there and the reason why you need a machine gun is to kill somebody to protect yourself.
I'm talking about...
Protect yourself from who?
We have a fascist government right now.
Okay, so you're talking about killing people. Say it.
Self-defense. That's all I'm talking about, is self-defense.
You're still killing somebody, whether it's self-defense
or
murder.
Well,
okay, that's the way you got to put it.
Right.
And what I'm saying is that the people that are with the NRA are not saying that they want guns to be able to kill people. They're saying they want those machine guns so that they can use them for hunting. That's a lie.
No, they're a lie, yes. But the Second Amendment is a beautiful amendment. That's the only thing that I like about the Constitution. You have a nice day.
Take care of yourself. 454-0400 is my phone number. Let us take a break because it is at the bottom of the hour. It is time for a break. Let's do it. 454-0400 is a phone number. Hold my hand, baby, because we got some stuff. We got some stuff going on. Don't let go of my hand. I'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Kerry Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Eastbound 270 on ramp to Bell Fountain, and that accident has been cleared. Southbound 170 before Airport Road, there's a couple of accidents on the shoulder, but there are no delays at this hour. Eastbound 44 from Antire to 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 from Clarkson all the way to Clayton Morrison, nothing to report there. Eastbound 70 from 370 to Lindbergh, no problems. Westbound 270 from Riverview all the way into West Florissant, everything is flowing freely. Northbound 270 between Tesson Ferry and Big Bend has returned back to normal. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55, no problems there. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, expect normal traffic, as well as westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, no problems there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound Route 3, those ramps onto the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect everything to be clear at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Kerry Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Kerry Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion is trusted therapy that deeply conditions and nourishes elbows, knees, and everywhere else. Skin thirst for moisture, leaving your skin feeling healthy and smooth. Try Kerry today. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Cloudy in the morning, this morning, and early afternoon, and becoming partly sunny with a high in the mid-30s. For this evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Saturday, a little warmer, partly cloudy. They're expecting a high around 50 degrees. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy once again, calling for a high in the 50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have clouds and 30 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting clouds and 31. The wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 22, so bundle up if you're going outside. Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call will return following these messages. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Relax with an old friend. Janet Jimenez shares places and spaces with you at WGNU.net.
Touching Hearts Veterans Home is sponsoring a job fair for veterans in the St. Louis metro area on Tuesday and Wednesday, January 10th and 11th. It takes place at Jabba Joe's Coffee Shop at 3301 Merrimack Avenue in St. Louis from 9 to 1 each day. The fair is free to the general public. For more info, contact Tanya Neal at 314-920-2624. Job news to you from WGNU.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
You want to know what you're going to get in me? Just a little touch of stock water, too. And if that move right goes too far, it's because of the things you are. Beautiful town, I love you.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. I'm Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to my website, lizbrown.com. Check out the shows from the top of the year. I have, I will be having today all of my favorite shows, and I'm going to run through the list of some of them in the next, after the next break. So get to the website, get to the Kona Stowe, and if you've missed an hour, go get an hour at whiterosesociety.org. Car phone.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
And a Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year
family.
To you.
Listen, have you heard about the latest problem that Walmart has? They actually had a website, and on their website you can purchase, you know, you can buy things on their website.
Okay.
And they had just recently, like yesterday, if you buy a DVD on their website and you click on King Kong, or Planet of the Apes, I'm sorry. If you click on Planet of the Apes, it drops down to all black affiliated.
Stop it.
Yes, I just heard it on the news. It's on national news. So if you click on Planet of the Apes, it drops down to Martin Luther King. It drops down to, they had some of any black-oriented film, you know, if it's by John.
Did you do it?
No, I haven't done it. I just heard it like 15 minutes ago.
Okay, well, I'm going to do it in the next break. In fact, Howard, if you can do it, that would be great.
I don't know if it's still on there because it made national news this morning.
Okay, well, let's see if it's still there.
Yeah, check it out. They're in trouble
will.
Again.
Absolutely.
They thought Merry Christmas was an issue.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you so much for
thank
that.
You.
And I'm going to check it out. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Kincaid.
This is your doctor. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
That's great. I'm calling about a few weeks ago you had a naturopathic doctor, Dr. Cass Ingram, on the show.
Sure did.
And I use his products a lot, Oregamax, Oregacin, oregano oil. It's really hard to keep it in stock. Well, I just wanted to let everybody know that I do have it in stock. And there is going to be a big health fair at America's Center this weekend called Hooked on Health. And I will be there at booth 739, and I will have the product there.
Very good.
So I've been out of it for a little while, but it's great for this time of year. It's a good alternative to getting the flu shot, the mercury shot. And, you know, they're coming down the pike pretty soon with that bird flu shot. So you really want to try to build up your immune system so you don't have to take any of these poisonous shots.
Excellent. Very good. And that's when?
It's the 7th and the 8th at America's Center. On Saturday, it's going to be from 10 to 6. And on Sunday, it's 11 to 5 at America's Center. And that's down there, like around 6th Street and Washington.
Very good.
And it's called Hooked on Health. So hopefully everyone can come by and see me and meet me there and talk to me. I'd love to see them.
Excellent. All right.
I'd love to see you, too.
Okay. All right, take care.
Tune up for your next birthday.
That's right. You're right.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Liz.
Uh-huh. Bye, Dr. Bye-bye. Kincaid. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free, 1-877-920-WGNU. YC Young?
How you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I was going to say that we have a jazz tribute to Martin Luther King at the Legacy Bookstore and Cafe with the Universal African People's Organization, and that's from Saturday from 5:30 to 8 p.m.
All right.
The public's invited. $5 donation.
All right.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, you're on the air.
Liz Brown, you say you don't read the American, St. Louis American newspaper?
I do not.
Well, that's kind of a shame because they have some real good articles in there.
Well, you know, it's hard to read a newspaper that attacks you personally, so I choose not to.
Oh, I understand.
Okay.
Well, I was reading one of the letters a guy wrote, a white guy wrote, and he titled it Brothers in Arms, and he goes to talk about how this veterans retirement home in St. James, Missouri, was mostly old white soldiers, that they didn't have any blacks there. And the black soldiers, male and female, they'd go to this home, and they'd visit and volunteer to help out these veterans, you know, stay with them and visit them and so forth. And he was saying that so often the whites of America view blacks as a group in need, a group either too darn needy or a group truly in need of white help. Seldom do we white people see the reverse of this needy.
My question is before you go any further, did this guy send the letter to the Post, that letter to the editorial to the Post? Because, I mean, black people don't need to be told by a white person about what black people are about. It's not courageous for a white person to write a letter like that to a black newspaper. Talk to white folks. Talk to white folks about that. Because I knew that. Didn't you know that?
Yeah, but I was just
what?
Thinking that, well, you know, white people probably read the paper too.
No, well, huh? Go get five white people randomly and ask them if they've read that paper. Do 100. Come on. The issue that I'm not impressed. I am not impressed. Okay?
All right.
All right, thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. I think that somebody just needs to do a book. I think somebody needs to do a book, a story. No, maybe even a chart, if you will. A chart on, and I think we know this from our lives. the people that are talking, the largest kind of people that want to get up in your morals and tell you how you're supposed to behave, those are always the people that are sneaking and peeking. And in my lifetime, it seems to be that these Republicans are the ones that are sneaking, are telling me how I'm supposed to be living my life, what God doesn't want, what God's going to send you to hell for. An executive committee member of the Southern Baptist Convention was arrested on a lewdness charge for propositioning a plainclothes policewoman outside of a hotel. Lonnie Latham. He kind of looks like, any of you ever see the mugshot of Nick Nolte when he was arrested? That's what this guy looks like. Lonnie Latham was booked in the Oklahoma County Jail on a misdemeanor charge of, he was trying to pick up a hooker. And Latham is the Southern Baptist minister, senior pastor at South Tulsa Baptist Church, who's lost his mind on homosexuality. He's been preaching and clowning about how deep you're going to go to hell if you're gay. He was arrested for trying to pick up a hooker. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Is that what he said? And when he left the jail, he had his story ready. Because God loves the truth teller, right? What does a Southern Baptist minister do when they're caught with their hands in the proverbial cookie jar? What does he do? He lies. I was set up. I was in the area pastoring to police. Yeah, shut up. Shut up. He was arrested for asking the officer to join him in his hotel for, and he was very specific about the act that he wanted the officer to engage in. Maybe that's just the 2006 way of pastoring. I don't know all the technical terms that people use when they're pastoring police. Maybe he was talking in code. Who isn't it always the one? Jimmy Swaggart. Okay, yeah, maybe that's right, Howard. He was speaking in tongue. With tongue. I'm going to take a break, folks. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Huh. I'll be back.
Why I even try? Well, I try because I like to finish what I start, and I have faith it can get better tomorrow. But it won't if you keep treating me like I'm invisible.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline London. The BBC is planning to air a program about the double standards the world community has when dealing with Israel over its non-traditional weapons capabilities. The program, which is scheduled to air this weekend, will indicate that Israeli forces used some type of chemical weapons on Palestinian civilians in February of 2001. It also makes mention of the lengths Israel went to cover up its work on such projects, including the jailing of Mordecai Vanunu, who went to prison for 18 years after he disclosed classified information about the nuclear program at the Dimona reactor complex. Last year, word got out that many of the people who worked at Dimona got sick and died from cancer, but Israeli authorities have denied their deaths were caused from radiation leaks. The report goes on to say that President John Kennedy was so concerned about the possibility of Israel having nuclear capabilities that he sent inspectors to visit the reactor site. But Israel wound up building a fake wall to hide the part of the complex that had to do with weapons production. And since then, Israel has never been asked to submit to any nuclear inspections or never required to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And Dateline Baton Rouge. a number of emergency responders who have helped in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina have now been seeking medical treatment for a variety of unexplained symptoms. One state trooper developed a high fever from some type of fungal or bacterial infection. Another deputy sheriff said he got a rash on his arms and then later on his legs. After that, he had to be hospitalized when he started developing severe internal cramping. Medical experts say the whole ordeal was extremely disorganized with a lack of preparedness. For instance, trying to use respirators in the high heat and humidity conditions of the area really provided no protection for any workers simply because of the extended contact the workers had with all the contaminants. What is even more troubling is that these maladies have not yet even been identified, but officials want to allow people back into the city, meaning people are going to be exposed to things that nobody really knows anything about. This is your wake-up call Global News Update.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle, Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis AM 920 WGNU and get a new attitude.
Do you receive Medicare and take prescription drugs? Beginning January 2006, Medicare will provide much-needed drug coverage. Regardless of income, seniors will finally have an affordable plan for medicines. Enrollment begins November 15th. Understand your options so you can make an informed choice. For more information, call 1-800-MEDICARE or visit www.medicare.gov. This message is brought to you by the Visiting Nurse Associations of America and your local VNA.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Was it time you let me know what's real and going on below? But now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. Welcome to the Wake Up Call. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I'm so glad you brought up this point about morality because, see, these right-wingers, most of them, they use this a lot and try to pass it off as Christianity. See, morality is not Christianity. You've got a lot of people that live very moral lives, but they don't believe in the premises of Christianity. Mm-hmm. They don't read the Bible, but they live, you know, good moral lives. And see, that's how they get over with these people because, see, a lot of them, their point of reference isn't the Word of God at all. You know, they're just listening to somebody beat up on somebody because they've had an abortion. They use drugs, they're homosexual, and they use that against the public.
And let me just, I just want to share with people that may have just joined us, there was a Southern Baptist minister, an executive committee member of the Southern Baptist Convention, a senior pastor at the South Tulsa Baptist Church. He looks a lot like Nick Nolte. He was arrested for on the charge of trying to solicit sex from an undercover police officer. And one of the things that he said, he has spoken out against same-sex marriage and is in support of the Southern Baptist Convention directive, saying that gays and lesbians should be convinced that if they accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, and they must reject their, quote, sinful and destructive lifestyles. Well, soliciting sex from a cop, what part of that would not be sinful, destructive a lifestyle?
And see, that's the whole point. See, you know, people got to realize that when people get out and make those kinds of statements, you know, if they are not living what they are preaching, they're going to fall right back into what they're talking about. You've got to live it. God has his point on homosexuality and all of that, but he also has a place where we are to know how to handle these kinds.
You know what? God knows who the people are, and God is going to deal with people as God does. We're supposed to follow the rules, and the Ten Commandments are the most perfect rules ever devised. It covers every single circumstance that matters
everything.
To God. That matters to God.
It covers
okay?
everything.
That
and
matters.
When people start trying to add stuff onto it, see, they put self into it, and they mess up the whole thing.
Thank you so much, Ms. Pam.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. A couple of updates before I get to you all and then move on to Looking Black. Apparently, the show that we did on Wednesday, our St. Louis Public Schools Watch, it caused quite a fury, as it always does. Quite a flurry of activity went on at 8:01 after our show on Wednesday when we reported to you, Peter Downs and I reported to you about the fact that the magnet schools were going to set aside 35% for neighborhood residents. Of course, we hear from the $300,000 illiterate man, incompetent man, inexperienced man. Who pays $300,000 for a guy that's never done the job before? Who does that? Oh, yeah. Darnetta Shamel, who's running for re-election. Anyway, now the $300,000 man is saying, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know that they were going to do that. It wasn't my fault. It was like that when I got here. That's pretty much the response of Craig Williams. It was like that before I got my first check. And as we reported on the St. Louis Public Schools Watch, no public discussion, none of this. Well, now apparently it's going to be on the agenda at the next school board meeting. Stay tuned for that. 454-0400 is my phone number. And I want to do this every hour. We are going to have a vigil. There are a couple of things that are happening. There's a show that's going to be on PBS about innocent people being executed. No, tonight at 8:30, PBS is going to examine death penalty cases that raise troubling questions about the way in which our society handles the death penalty. And don't forget, next Sunday is Reggie Sunday. We're asking all churches to get their members to sign their parishioners up. And also to get them to sign on petitions saying that they are opposed to the execution of Reginald Clemmings. I need to give the churches out here that are already signed up to be part of Reggie Sunday, January 15th. We have the Faith Miracle Temple, the Last Days Apostolic Church, Solomon's Temple. And let me give the pastor's name. Pastor Baylor, Pastor Arthur Ray Johnson, Bishop James Holloway with Solomon's Temple, True Love Divine Church, that's Ted Schroeder, United Church of Christ, Reverend Fossler, Bethel Methodist Church, Reverend Richard Chapman, New Beginnings Church, Reverend Harvey, Church of the Christ Divine, that would be Pastor Danny Coleman, Fundamental Church of God, Pastor Laverne Finger, Grace Fellowship Church, Bishop Gregory Holly, I'm sorry, New Jerusalem Temple, Bishop Stuart Stites. Also, Kennerly Temple, that would be, of course, our Bishop Ward. No surprise there. Pastor Reynold Thomas, of course, at Life Victory Center. Those are some of the churches. Get your pastors to sign up and to be part of Reggie Sunday, January 15th. For more information, 367-5959. We're going to a break. We'll be back with Looking Black. Stay with us.
And he had to have me because he was a hungry man. He said that you could not put a plate of spaghetti in front of a hungry man. Expect him not to.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. Israel's leader Ariel Sharon is back in surgery after a brain scan showed some bleeding and a buildup of pressure. ABC's Matt Gutman outside the hospital in Jerusalem.
There are a lot of worried faces here. His assistants and aides have been coming in and out. The looks on their faces are nothing but grim.
Former Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres still hopeful but thinking ahead.
I hope that the continuation of the peace process and the attempt to bring an end to terrorism will be continued in full speed.
Sharon's surgery, the second in 2 days. The Israeli leader suffered a massive stroke Wednesday. Families have been reading and cradling messages from some of the 12 miners who died in a West Virginia coal mine. One says, "It wasn't bad. I just went to sleep." ABC's David Curley in Buck Hannon, West Virginia.
Some of those miners left notes for their families. David Lewis left a letter for his wife, Samantha. She could tell by his handwriting he was scared. His last thoughts? He said he loved her and the family and told them to be strong and courageous.
The lone survivor, Randall McCloy, is still in a coma. He's being given oxygen treatments. His wife, Anna, on ABC's Good Morning America.
My son told me that his daddy is going to get better for him.
McCloy is getting his second hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Doctors say it could be days before his condition changes. Number of American military deaths since the war in Iraq began is nearing 2,200. 11 U.S. troops were killed yesterday, including two who died in the Ramadi suicide bombing that also killed dozens of Iraqi police recruits. President Bush will be making the most of the latest economic data when he flies to the Midwest today to tout his domestic agenda, ABC's White House correspondent Ann Compton.
Seeking credit for a rebounding economy, President Bush flies to Chicago to visit the booming Board of Trade and then to boast to a noontime audience that 4 million new jobs have been created on his watch.
This is ABC News.
Sometimes it takes a combination of medicines to really treat a chest cold, but that doesn't mean they can't all come in one package. Introducing Tylenol Chest Congestion with Cool Burst. A unique combination of medicines that can help you feel better in multiple ways by loosening your congestion, making coughs more productive, and relieving the pain that can come with a chest cold. So you can get multiple kinds of relief, but you only need one formula. Stop. Think. Tylenol Chest Congestion. Take only as directed.
Walmart and Sam's Club have teamed up with Humana to provide you with all the information you need about the new Medicare prescription drug benefit. Enroll today. Log on to walmart.com/Medicare or talk with your Walmart pharmacist or Humana sales representative. Walmart and Sam's Club pharmacies accept all Medicare prescription drug benefit plans. Medicare-approved HMO, PPO, and PFFS plans available to anyone enrolled in Part B and entitled to Part A of Medicare through age or disability. Copayment, service area, and benefit limitations may apply.
Another big corporation is trying to save money by freezing pensions and beefing up 401ks. More on Big Blue's compromise from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
IBM will stop contributing to pensions at the end of next year and offer its tens of thousands of employees a 401k plan. This is a growing trend, even among financially healthy businesses like IBM. The company says the shift will save billions of dollars. Labor groups say employees lose. 401k plans depend on the market. Pensions are guaranteed by the government and increase with each year of service. The AFL-CIO says it's like telling workers, you're on your own. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The Interstate 10 bridge linking New Orleans and Slidell, Louisiana, reopens today after being wrecked by Hurricane Katrina's storm surge. Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco says that bridge will eventually be replaced by a new six-lane span. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, state and local officials are hoping to preserve Ford's Hazelwood Assembly Plant as the automaker restructures. Governor Matt Blunt, St. Louis County Executive Charlie Dooley, and Hazelwood Mayor T.R. Carr met with top Ford officials in Dearborn yesterday to make their case for keeping the plant open. This is not the first time the plant has been on the chopping block. Ford outlined plans to shut it down in 2002, but the decision was reversed in 2003. There is no word on when a final decision is expected. A man accused of exposing himself to several people at an Alton hotel is in police custody. Michael Cox of Brighton was arrested yesterday afternoon. Cox faces one felony count of sexual exploitation of a child for exposing himself to a 16-year-old girl at Alton's Budget Inn on New Year's Eve. Last spring, Cox served a short jail term for similar offenses. Finally this hour, the top U.S. figure skaters are heading to St. Louis for the 2006 State Farm U.S. Figure Skating Championships. Not only will the event be great for the medalists who will go to the 2006 Winter Olympics, but it will also be an economic boom for the region. Frank Viverito, the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission, says the event will be terrific exposure for St. Louis.
As well as the fact that it takes place in mid-January, and there's not a hotelier in town that couldn't use a little bit of extra business in January, and so the impact of the event will absolutely stretch into the millions.
Viverito says the event is expected to bring in $15 to $20 million. The event runs January 7th through the 15th at the Savas Center and the Family Arena. Tickets are still available for all 20 events. For more information, log on to www.stlewis2006.com. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Charter Communications. Bring your family to America Center this weekend for the second annual Get Hooked on Health Expo presented by Charter Communications. Visit GetHookedOnHealth.com for a schedule of events. It's free, so make the expo part of your 06 New Year's resolution. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Air National Guard. Southbound 270 between Dorset and Page, a disabled vehicle has a left lane blocked and traffic jams at Dorset Road. 64 at Illinois 111, there's a report of a car traveling eastbound in the westbound lane, so keep your eyes open. Eastbound 40 between 14th and the last Missouri exit, that bridge maintenance has that right lane closed. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill to Loughborough, no problems there. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Sappington looks good. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Brentwood, everything's on the move. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel to 270, no problems to report. Westbound 270 from 367 all the way to Washington Elizabeth looks good. Northbound 270 is stop and go on either side of 44. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to 79, look for slow traffic there. Westbound 64 from 5570 split looks good. Westbound 5570 split from 4th Street onto the PSB. It is slow this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, everything's on the move. And northbound Route 3, those ramps onto the Poplar Street Bridge, everything is moving well this hour. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Air National Guard. Men and women of all walks of life are guarding America and defending freedom. These heroes are in the Air National Guard, and they want you on their team. Check it out at goang.com. That's goang.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Cloudy this morning and early afternoon and becoming partly sunny. High in the upper 30s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Saturday, they're calling for partly cloudy skies. Warmer with a high around 50. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy once again with a high in the 50s again. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 30 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 31. Both under clouds, but the wind chill out there makes it feel like it's 22. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's Looking Black. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think
to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below
me. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you sustain?
The truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Today's edition of Looking Black on the award-winning Wake-Up Call is brought to you by
Light It Up Scented Candles, 283-1827, 283-1827.
Welcome to this week's edition of Looking Black, a review of issues that have impacted your life this week and where they may take us next from differing perspectives. Here's Liz Brown and our guest journalists for this week.
Welcome to the first Looking Black edition for the year 2006. Our guest this morning is Dr. Ron Walters. He is joining us from Washington, D.C. Dr. Walters, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine.
And Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you.
So what's on your mind? Is it did you catch the Walmart story? The latest The latest Walmart story is that apparently if you go looking for DVDs at Walmart and you happen to punch in Planet of the Apes or King Kong, it gives you a whole list of black movies.
Wow.
Isn't that some stuff?
Well, it is, and it makes sense because King Kong and the ape movies back in the 1920s, they were formed in a very racist period of American history. And people don't understand the very deep symbolism behind the ape and the white woman. I mean, most people think, going back all this way, that that was a sexual symbol because the black man was portrayed as a brute. And in that era, you had a lot of lynchings of black people, ostensibly because of the rape of white women. So to make the black man an ape was the most humanistic configuration that you could do to a human being. That's where that symbol came from. And yet today, you know, we're celebrating the King Kong movie like it's something great.
And also, don't you have to put it in the context of the 1930s as well? We had Birth of the Nation, and we had the Klan's membership soaring past a million, and it was a very important time historically for how people of African descent were being treated in this country.
Well, yeah, sure, that whole era, that's what I'm talking about. It's really the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm.
The virulence of that period really sort of makes us think about what's going on today, because you had the emergence of a conservative movement,
mm-hmm.
and that movement was fueled by white Southerners who wanted to take back power in the South. And that, so it started really in the latter part of the 19th century, continued around the turn of the century, on up into the 1920s and 30s.
So let's talk about the parallels between that century and this century and where we are politically. There are amazing things going on in Washington, D.C. right now. Dr. Walters, did you think that we would be refighting these battles that we fought 30 years ago, 40 years ago?
No, I didn't. I mean, most people thought that we would have a sense of forward movement, that coming out of the 1960s, 70s, that there would be a sense that with the legislation promulgated by the civil rights movement, by the fact that many of the protests, even violent protests, said to America that there needed to be urgent change, that would last a long time, not just in the psyche of this country, but in efforts to yield serious social change. And so we were, in some ways, caught short by the reaction. I mean, the Reagan began that reaction. Reagan didn't begin it, but you go all the way back to Goldwater in 1964.
Yeah, it's been a plan. It's been a plan in the works.
That's right. But Reagan really was the first time that it really was successful and gained the executive power. And it's continued to spiral ever since.
It seems, Dr. Walters, it seems as if the only lessons that have been learned from the various Republican administrations, and in some respects the Democratic administrations as well, is that we have to learn our lessons of how to respond to dissent. They learned the lessons of spying on people, but they didn't learn any of the other lessons that came out of the struggle of that time period.
Well, I think you're right. I think the question of learning lessons, I think we misjudged. Because we thought that there would always be in the White House some semblance of enlightened leadership, that with the changes in politics that we could put in place, blacks and sensitive people, you know, who would also be enlightened leaders. But the real face of America really is raw, naked group interests. And whatever group is the majority, and we know who they are, they will assert their interests when they see them. At least they think they're being threatened. They thought they were being threatened by the civil rights movement. They thought they were being threatened by affirmative action. And they rebelled. And we are in the rebellion period right now.
So where does that take us, today? How do we put that in the context of this particular administration? Because if the response is as a result of feeling threatened, I don't know of anybody that's responded as wildly as this administration has.
Well, I think you're Well, we have to go forward and backward at the same time. I mean, the backward stuff is looking at where we came from with Thurgood Marshall. And saying, you know, here is Judge Alito, and these hearings are going to start up on the 9th of January.
Monday.
To put in place another conservative judge. And he could change the tenor of women's rights, civil rights, relationships between employers and workers for generations to come. That's the backward-looking aspect of it. We have to fight that battle and continue to preserve human and civil rights. And as far as I'm concerned, I'll speak for myself, defeat the appointment and the nomination of Judge Samuel Alito.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we also have to look forward, though, because there are a number of things. I think the biggest thing right now, of course, is the tragedy of Katrina. And when you're looking at poverty, naked poverty in the face, and it's predominantly black, that tells you something that we thought we won some time ago, but still there. The movement has been successful in pushing that off the table into the closet. It's now back out. We have a responsibility to go forward with nationalizing this fight on against poverty. And it's not just a New Orleans thing. It's in St. Louis and everywhere you want to look, there are people who have been left behind.
I was sitting with a girlfriend of mine yesterday having lunch, and We were talking about local political issues. She's in the healthcare business, and she was talking about, she was frustrated about the absolute, utter, and complete absence of black political leadership in this town to rise up on and respond to assaults against poor people, assaults against black people. And I see it every day here in the city of St. Louis that our NAACP has been profoundly compromised. Our clergy coalition is headed by an individual that doesn't want to get involved in an incredible issue of injustice with the death penalty cases out of fear it would compromise some of the deals that he has cut with the mayor, the white mayor of the city of St. Louis. Black leadership, Dr. Walters, is St. Louis non-typical?
No, I think it's very typical, and that's one of the reasons why. I was just in New York the other night saying to people that, look, we have to have these protest organizations, these progressive organizations, these religious voices who speak to moral truths. We have to have that group of folks who really led the civil rights movement. We have to have them active today, because that's where your accountability comes from. That's where your accountability to legacy comes from, to principles, progressive principles, and to the condition of people who need help. That's where it comes from, the activity of those people. So what we did was we simply elected a bunch of folks, mm-hmm, and went home and sat down.
And trusted that they were going to do the right thing,
right,
all the time on our interests.
Right.
And
that's not the way politics works.
That's not the way life works.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have any relationship with anybody where you sit down and don't pay any attention and just believe it's going to happen without work.
Well, that's true.
You know, so are the tools that we used from the 60s and the 70s, are they effective in the year 2006? Is it protest that we should be doing?
Oh, yes. You know, we're a minority. We can't assume that we can lay down the tactics and strategies of the past. They're not time-bound. Mm. We, as a minority, we're always going to have to draw attention some kind of way to the condition of people, what we want. And those tactics were nothing more than tactics to do that. They're practiced all around the world. And it'd be strange. We would be the only people who didn't practice them. I mean, we needed more than anybody else.
and we started some wonderful stuff with it.
Sure we did. But, I mean, we can also do things that are new. I mean, I see an emerging class of young black professionals who need to take hold with the strategies that are afforded them by the technology of today, by their new positions. We need their organizational strength. They can organize themselves. They can bring their voices to bear on some of these issues. So I see the new really not having been addressed as vigorously as it could be. But in some cities, that's happening. I was very enlightened in Chicago to see that there are a group of young professionals that have gotten themselves together. Washington, D.C., the Emerging Leadership Coalition. Some of these young professionals are saying, well, we're not going to wait until some of the old organizations sort of take us in. We're going to organize and deal with the questions of our generation from an organized strength.
One of the things that I've thought about and that I say frequently on my show is that in some ways I wish the signs were back up. The whites only sign, simply because it seemed as if they were a organizing tool. It's like that once the signs came down, that people believe that the problems disappeared, and we don't seem to have the same type of organizational issue as we did in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s.
Yes, it's very difficult to organize in an environment where people don't feel that their interests are threatened.
And there's no clear evidence of it in their minds.
That's right. And it's funny, you know, because I've seen these surveys sometimes, and I've seen people on television, and someone's asking, well, when's the last time you were segregated against or threatened racially? And they say, oh, it's been a long time, or I've never been. You know, that.
Black folks are saying this.
Yeah, sure. And yet, the articles, the research is there. Black people go to buy cars. They're offered higher loan rates, higher ticket prices for the automobiles, only because they're not behind the desk of the counter or in the business room where all this stuff is taking place. Do they know that they're being discriminated against?
They don't receive the same type of medical service from, we don't receive the same type of medical service from our doctors.
Study by the, very credible study by the Institute of Medicine at NIH proves that. That you go into a doctor's office, they don't treat you as vigorously as they do their white patients. Now, you know, you can't see that, right? But then you walk out of there and say, oh, I haven't been discriminated against. Well, I think we need to do a better job of looking at the evidence. And that's where I'm very grateful that people like yourself have some scholars on, because I think a lot of times you only get it if people are behind the scenes digging, digging it out. And they dig out some of these things. You look at the reports that Acorn has put together about the way in which housing prices in some areas gouge the poor, and all across the board in these communities, black people and poor people are paying more for goods and social services than others. And so if you know that, then you can do something about it. If you're ignorant about it, then you don't. Now, one final thing I'll say about that is, where do you get the information? If you ask the average person, do they read a black newspaper? Do they listen to your show? You know, they are not going to get this information from the New York Times and the Washington Post.
No, they're not.
So we need to be sensitive to sources of information that give us the kind of news that we want to know, or the kind of information that we need to know about our life condition and about the condition of our community. But we don't do that. We sit down, watch the blip on television, and that's sort of the content of our news. Then we walk out the door, and we try to use that to really configure our lives. We have to do more. We have to do better.
And given the fact that we have so many things technologically that we didn't have 20 years, 30 years ago, I believe that the Internet is, can be, will be, could be the great equalizer. When I look at the rebellion in Paris and look at how that was organized, a lot of that was organized through technology, through texting.
Yes. Yes, it was.
So there's an opportunity there to going back to what you were saying about looking at some of the things that younger people are doing, there's an opportunity to bring what was old school and new school together.
Yes, that's true. We're going to, if you look at the electronic show is going on in New York City, and it's surfacing a number of different kinds of things that we'll be able to do with the click of a button. And the television screen, the box, we'll be able to access all kinds of electronic outlets in the future. Right now, they're in poor shape with respect to being fully integrated. But it gives us a brave new world of communications out there. And with that, it gives us access to untold sources of information. Now, the problem we have is that getting it, problem we've always had, is getting that information where it needs to be in our community. And that's one of the reasons why there's been such a push on in the last several years to try to get ministers involved in information sharing and giving, to get them up to speed on public policy, the use of technology and so forth, because they're close to the people. That's why we need organizers. We need people who are, we need to listen and look at these people who consider themselves to be information providers with a progressive bent. And there are a whole range of Internet services who give us daily black news from that perspective. And I think we ought to dial into them. But the poor people, the people who need it most, are the ones that we're going to have to find ways, creative ways, to use, get that information and then use it, or at least let them access it in creative ways.
I think there should be a campaign of get your grandmama an email address. You know, everybody make sure your grandmama has an email address and bring your family into the technology world, because older people really don't understand what they're missing and the opportunities that are there.
And they are interested. I was my 83-year-old aunt was here with us during Christmas, and we were talking about the internet because she was interested in my setup. And she says, "Well, I've got one," and she says, "But I use it mostly for playing games."
Uh-huh.
And a lot of that is because, you know, we are not sitting down and sharing our mm-hmm. time with her
mm-hmm.
to make it possible for her to get. And elderly people have a need for all kind of health information.
Yes, they do.
And so we ought to think about the people who we are close to and make sure that they have an opportunity to get it.
Absolutely. And that's really a good point. We have to take a break right now. I am talking to Dr. Ron Walters. Dr. Walters served as the deputy campaign manager for Jesse Jackson. I want to talk about Jesse Jackson when we come back, if we may.
And then I'm going to have to leave.
All right. And, of course, Dr. Walters is the director of African American Leadership Institute. I will be back. This is Liz Brown, Looking Black. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Charter Communications. Northbound 55 on the ramp to westbound 44. There's an accident. Left lane is blocked with a brief slowdown. Northbound 55 at Brewery. Look for that accident to have been cleared. The traffic still jams at Loughborough. Northbound 55 at 270 in Loughborough, no problems to report there. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler all the way into Sappington looks good. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason, everything is slow there. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel all the way to 270, no problems to report. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to 170 looks good. Northbound 270 is jammed around Gravelway and then slow from Marshall back to 44. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79, you've got slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street onto the PSB, it is slow. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Cleats Landing looks good. And northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge, no problems to report there as well. Also, there's a report of an accident on an old Tesson ferry at Kennerly Pines, and it involves a pedestrian. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Charter Communications. Bring your family to America Center this weekend for the second annual Get Hooked on Health Expo presented by Charter Communications. Visit GetHookedOnHealth.com for a schedule of events. It's free, so make the expo a part of your 06 New Year's resolution. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, mostly cloudy in the morning and early afternoon, then becoming partly sunny with a high in the upper 30s. Moving on to this evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Saturday, warmer, partly cloudy. Expected highs are around 50 degrees. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. And then on Sunday, pretty much the same, partly cloudy again with a high in the mid-50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 31 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 31, both under cloudy conditions, but the wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 22. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Are you looking to set the perfect mood? Well, you need the perfect candle. Light it up, Scented Candles, 283-1827. That's 283-1827. Beautiful scents, beautiful fragrances, beautiful aromas. Perfect moods require a perfect candle. Light it up, Scented Candles, 283-1827. That's 283-1827.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenahan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com.
Every weekend, your gospel voice of choice can be found on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Sing like a hornet. They won't let me have it, not even if no one else want it. And if I try to take it, they won't bring me down and strip.
Today's edition of Looking Black on the award-winning Wake Up Call is brought to you by
Light It Up Scented Candles, 283-1827, 283-1827.
Looking Black, the Week in Review. The Week Ahead, in Differing Perspectives, with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Looking Black. Our guest this morning, Dr. Ron Walters. He is the director of the African American Leadership Institute. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. And Dr. Walters, welcome back. Dr. Walters, can we, before I started to think that I wanted to have a conversation with you about Jesse Jackson, but instead I'd rather get your thoughts on the spying that's been going on with our good government.
Oh, yes. We've got quite a number of scandals here in Washington, D.C., and one of them has to do with the fact that the president, Bush, has been running what amounts to really a violation of people's privacy rights. And Fourth Amendment in particular to the Constitution. And he has been doing it outside of the authorization of the intelligence court that was set up actually to monitor these things. And this has been regarded as one of the most arrogant acts of the use of power by any president of the United States who simply, outside of the courts, wants to use the executive branch to spy on millions of American people.
And isn't it the interesting part of it is the attitude about it, that I'm going to keep doing this. And y'all knew about it anyway.
Well, the attitude comes from something that has to be corrected, which is the vice president said this quite directly. He said, we are trying to restore executive power that we thought was lost in Watergate, in the period going all the way back from Watergate, Vietnam, and so forth, where actions of the president and the executive have been, they feel, handcuffed by the Congress. So that this sort of initiative is not just something which is meant to sort of give the executive the opportunity to prosecute the war more effectively. It is, on balance, a way of beefing up the power of the executive overall.
And are we in a better or worse position to fight back against that desire to snatch up this power for the executive branch?
Well, it's we're in a pretty good position, but the thing that concerns me and the thing I wrote about this week is that the Republicans, because they are in control of the Congress, are apt to give the president, who is of their same party, a pass in a way which they never would have given to Bill Clinton if he had done something like this. Now, look at this. We've had a president impeached because he lied to a grand jury about sex. Now we have a president of the United States who went into a war, lied to go into that war, distorted American intelligence to do it. How did a CIA agent, maybe not the president himself, but we're talking now about his administration, now spied on millions of Americans outside of the law? These violations are mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, I don't know what does.
But somebody, I guess my question was about back when Richard Nixon was committing the crimes against our country, there seemed to be a press that was willing to go after him. And when the Republicans were not in power, Newt Gingrich and all of his cronies came up with their contract for or on America, depending on how you look at it, and they came up with, they got the attention of America enough to call for a change. Do we have simply because the Democrats aren't in power, they could be doing something, and the press could be doing something as well, and neither one of them seemed to be.
Well, I think the Democratic Party has been intimidated by the power of the right, because behind that power is a constituency in this country that has shifted to the right. So Democrats are quite frankly intimidated by that. And to some extent, they are split in the party, with not knowing how far to go in opposing this power. And so now you have a situation where Harry Reid, who is the head of the Democrats in the Senate, is giving back money he got from Abramoff. He got some too. We have a situation where some Democrats in the Senate, Rockefeller of West Virginia, were notified about the spying, president spying. And he sent a letter saying that he was concerned, but he didn't jump up and down about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think what we have are some... Now, the media, of course, is in a different posture. And we call upon the Fourth Estate to give some accountability to actions of politicians. I think since Watergate, since Woodward and Bernstein, that the press really has sort of fallen in bed with the politicians. They have become a part of this rightward ideological movement. And so to that extent, we have not been able to depend upon the media to hold them accountable, as they should. Here is Woodward now saying that he knew who outed Valerie Plame.
Isn't that some stuff?
CIA agent, yes, before anybody. And yet he didn't tell it even to his own organization, the Washington Post. Now, here is somebody who sort of set the principles for investigative journalism, who now ostensibly is in bed with the administration protecting him.
Completely compromised.
Yes, and I think that's where we've got to look, because underneath these press organizations now really is the same kind of corporate structure that put the president in office in the first place.
So where does that leave us?
Well, it leaves us looking for journalists, especially those in our community, who are willing to fight the fight and willing to put something on the line.
Well, when you say that's where it leaves us, give us some places, because one of my favorite places is the Black Commentator. .com.
Oh, yes.
I mean, they love them.
Yes. I mean, people like George Curry, whom I write for,
mm-hmm. Just
to say, BlackPressUSA.com,
right.
and certainly Black Commentator and some of the others, are very important in sort of bringing truth to power,
mm-hmm.
criticizing the Congressional Black Caucus or whoever you want to. They will try to bring that truth to light.
And framing the issues.
That's certainly true. They're framing the issues in the process. The media has, and all the research shows this, has the most powerful influence on American opinion, because they are able to frame the issues in the prospect of actually delivering the news. So people consume that. They take the definitions. They take the perspectives of the media. And then they become theirs. So the media really is extremely powerful. And when you've got a media now in bed with the administration, it means that it has taken a lot of us with it. And we need to find alternative sources of news.
So give us a couple of people to be looking at for the year 2006. Who should we be keeping our eye on?
Well, you should be keeping your eye on Abramoff.
Mm.
Abramoff, his agreement now to go along with the prosecutors in this case is going to raise hackles, not only and the Congress, where you now see a lot of people giving back the donations that they got from Abramoff. And these, because these donations were ostensibly given to them in order for them to do something. So they're giving the money back. But they also lead to Tom DeLay. They also, and Scanlon, his aide, said he's also going to cooperate with the prosecutors. You could have one of the most massive investigations of influence peddling in the history of the United States if these two actually began to name names. President Bush gave back $6,000, but the $100,000 that he gave back, that's not on the table. So it's going to be very interesting to see if people look, these investigative journalists we're talking about, look into that. So this could be a year where you've got all kinds of people caught up in influence peddling, and it's right out there in the public.
Dr. Ron Walters, thank you so much for joining us on the on Looking Black.
That's all right. It's good to be with you. I want to hasten to mention that we also ought to keep our eye on what happens with respect to Katrina.
Absolutely.
Reverend Jesse Jackson is this next 3 days holding an economic summit in New York. And we're going back to Gary, Indiana. We're planning avidly to go to Gary, Indiana, March 9th to the 12th. To hold a Black Unity Summit. And so we're trying not just to talk about the issues that you raised, Liz, but we're trying to do something about it.
Thank you so much. And you know what? I'm going to try very hard to be there on March 9th.
Good deal. All right.
Good. Dr. Walters, thank you so much.
Okay, now.
Take care. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, and I will be back. We're taking a break. Please stay with us.
Global News Update is brought to you this hour by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Lagos. 12 banks in Nigeria are facing liquidation because of new government regulations that declare them unable to operate due to a lack of capital. The new law has raised the minimum level of financial reserves 12-fold in an effort to make institutions stronger because of a regular pattern of failures over the last 15 years. Nigerian banks have been consolidating in an effort to prevent sanctions, but 13 failed to meet the January 1st deadline and may now lose their licenses to operate. A spokesman for the Central Bank of Nigeria says the new laws were designed to prevent people from losing their money in bank collapses caused by fraud, corruption, and mismanagement, as had been the case in recent years. And Dateline Washington. The military has developed a new device that will allow troops to detect movement behind a concrete wall. The gizmo is called a radar scope and was created for use in urban areas. It gives searchers the ability to tell within seconds if there is someone on the other side of a wall up to 12 inches thick. It is so sensitive that it can even detect breathing. These devices are expected to be dispatched to Iraq within the next couple of months for use in hunting down insurgents door to door. It weighs less than 2 pounds and is about the size of a telephone. Plus, it costs about $1,000, and that's relatively inexpensive by military standards. It'll be waterproof and run off of a few AA batteries. There's new technology in the works as well that's going to allow the military to actually look inside a house and see the entire floor plan, the people inside, and placement of objects such as stashes of weapons. And this is all going to be capable of being done just by driving by or flying over the structure. This stuff is a couple of years away yet, the actual video surveillance, that is. So Big Brother is going to truly be watching you. This is your wake-up call global news update, brought to you this hour by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
Are you looking to set the perfect mood? Well, you need the perfect candle. Light it up, Scented Candles, 283-1827. That's 283-1827. Beautiful scents, beautiful fragrances, beautiful aromas. Perfect moods require a perfect candle. Light it up, Scented Candles, 283-1827. That's 283-1827.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. That's 800-376-9913.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger with a personal invitation for you to join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on WGNU. It is so great to be back in the St. Louis area, and I'm looking forward to talking with you here at Radio Free St. Louis about your personal, work, and family problems and issues. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA, that's 1-800-DR-LAURA, and let's take on the day. Join me, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, 2 to 4, Monday through Friday afternoons on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I've got a hard road to travel and a rough, rough way to go. Said it's a hard road to travel and a rough, rough way to go. But I can't turn back. My heart is fixed. My mind's made up. I'll never stop in my faith. We'll see me through. Let me tell you.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get to me. I want to give you some heads up of visiting my website. Check out some of the best of Liz Brown. They will be on tonight. Best of, I just want to kind of give you a heads up on some of the best of. I'm going to have the interview with Dr. Justin Frank, Bush on the Couch. That's one that that's one of my favorites. In fact, I kind of have my the best of separated into books that we've had over on the show over the year 2005, and interviews. Also, the book on Einstein on race and racism. The book that we did, Sundown Town, with author James Lowen, Identity Theft and Protection. I like that book simply because there was so much good information, and it was just a great show. It really, really was a great show. And one of my favorite ones that touched my heart, Arthur Neil Bernstein, All Alone in the World, How Mandatory Drug Incarceration Has Destroyed Our Children, Our Families, and Our Community. It's one that will break your heart. Also, the interviews that I'm going to have, of course, live from death row with Marlon Gray. Also, the interview that I did with journalist Joe Allen on the Red Cross bait and switch, just to name a few. Director Robert Greenwald on the new Walmart movie. And one just for a couple for fun of my favorites, John Scrivener. Now, this was a technical conversation that we had about the wireless internet services with a member of the Wireless Internet Services Providers Association.
But it was so good. There was so much wonderful information that was put out there. I really want you all to take a listen to as you look at the looking back at the year 2005 at LizBrown.com. So check some of those out. And that's not all. Those aren't the only interviews I'm going to have up there, but I just wanted to kind of give you a taste of some of the interviews and the books that we did last year. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Dimitri, good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am outstanding.
And I am also. And I am proud to say to you that now I can think like the administration thinks. And I'm very proud of that because it allows me to understand what's going on in Washington.
Okay, break it down for us, Dimitri. What you mean?
Okay, here's the thing. You were talking about Abram Hoff.
Yes, Abramoff.
Abramoff. Here's the way the administration is handling that situation, and correct me or even comment on it if you think I'm wrong. Abramoff has been caught with his hands in the cookie jar.
And the cookie jar.
And I can never top you. God, I wish I had your mind. Anyway, and the cookie jar. Here's how they're going to handle it. He's one of their fair-haired boys. They don't want to see this product damaged in any way. So because I can think like administration, let me clear up what's going to happen and what has already happened. Because he has the cookie jar, they can't deny that. That's a smoking gun thing. So he cops the plea, and he'll never spend 1 minute in jail. But also the administration will use him, and the public will swallow it, that he'll finger certain congressmen who accepted his gratuities, and those congressmen are the ones that this illegal administration wants to get rid of anyway.
Oh, so you think that they will use him to point out separate the wheat from the chaff, if you will.
Yes, and you see, they can turn a situation like this to their advantage.
How do you turn a frown into a smile?
Right.
It's good news.
It's so clever. And if you do what I do, if you go through this metamorphosis and develop a philosophy that identical to this illegal government, nothing is maddening or confusing. You understand everything.
All right.
Okay, and one final thing, Liz.
Sure, Dimitri.
Percy Green used to say that demonstrations are worthless unless they're followed by an action. And I think that philosophy still works, and I think that's why most demonstrations, like the last March on Washington, serve no purpose because it had no goals. And that's my feeling about that.
Okay. Thanks, Dimitri.
454-0400
is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I don't think it's fair to say that. I think it's unfair to criticize the military as much as I have been criticizing them. And I'm going to have to change up for the year 2006 because I've always felt that the attention span, the Pentagon, the DOD, they only had themselves or not, at least not us in their minds. We give them trillions of dollars, and my criticism was that they were doing nothing with it. And I'm about to take that back because there's a story coming out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The Pentagon has found a 65-year-old man that they put in jail for desertion, for not going to war in Vietnam 40 years ago. Money well spent, right? George W. Bush didn't go. This guy's going to jail. A 65-year-old man is now in jail in North Carolina because you know what? I bet that he's 65. If he's in reasonably good shape, I bet they'll offer him a deal. If you go to Iraq, we'll consider everything square. That's how desperate they are for bodies. Maybe that's why they're going and looking for deserters, so to put them in, put their bodies in Iraq. I take it back. They got a plan. They got a plan. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back in the next hour to take your calls and comments. Stay with me.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
920 on your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. Emergency surgery has ended for Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Sharon was rushed back to the OR overnight after a brain scan revealed bleeding and a buildup of pressure. The latest from ABC's Matt Gutman at the hospital in Jerusalem.
A government spokesman inside the hospital has said that Sharon's surgery is over and he is currently in a recuperating room. Now, his condition appears to be stable, and what is clear is that he is still alive. He is currently surrounded by his family, his two sons, and a daughter-in-law. And I have to also say that he is being surrounded by all of his assistants and aides, and this is a very tense time in the hospital. There is an increasing amount of turmoil inside there. Clearly something is brewing, and I think hospital officials are also preparing to make a major statement.
The Israeli leader suffered a massive stroke Wednesday. Lone survivor of the West Virginia mine explosion, showing signs he's no longer in a coma, though doctors say Randall McCloy remains sedated while undergoing hyperbaric oxygen treatments to battle the carbon monoxide poisoning he suffered. His wife, Anna, on ABC's Good Morning America, says she told their young son,
I told him that his daddy was not feeling well, that he had worked long hours and that he was getting some rest.
Funerals begin tomorrow for the 12 miners who died in the coal mine. It's been a bloody week in Iraq. 11 U.S. troops were killed in a series of attacks yesterday. ABC's Heather Nauert in Baghdad.
A U.S. Marine and soldier died when a suicide bomber detonated himself among a group of police recruits in Ramadi, killing as many as 60 people. 7 U.S. troops died in roadside bomb attacks, and 2 were killed by small arms fire during combat operations in Fallujah.
After spending more than 3 years in a Navy brig as an enemy combatant, American Jose Padilla finally getting his day in court today. He's to plead to federal terrorism charges in Miami. This is ABC News.
Top 3 reasons I'm updating my appliances. Number 3, I survived the holidays, but my oven didn't. Number 2, no matter what I do, my refrigerator still freezes lettuce. And number 1, there's a $150 gift card with my name on it.
Now till January 18th at the Home Depot, you can get up to a $150 Home Depot gift card by mail on appliances over $299. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-400-9144. That's 1-800-400-9144. 1-800-400-9144.
A major event in the recovery of New Orleans. ABC's Chuck Sievertson says the I-10 bridge over Lake Pontchartrain is reopening today.
It's not just any bridge. It's the longest bridge in the world, the longest over water in the U.S. About 5 months ago, before Katrina, 30,000 cars a day used it. Katrina's storm surge ripped giant sections of the 24-mile concrete bridge and tossed some into the lake. Other sections shifted by as much as 5 feet. Repairs were finished ahead of schedule. Drivers will notice a system of metal trusses and decking in place of the missing concrete sections. Florida used similar methods to hasten the reopening of an interstate bridge damaged in Hurricane Ivan in 2004. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
NBC affiliates in Little Rock, Arkansas and Terre Haute, Indiana say sensitivity to viewers prompted them to black out tonight's premiere of The Book of Daniel. Some conservative Christian groups condemned the depiction of Jesus in the show as blasphemous. Accusing the writers of portraying Christ as tolerant of sin. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Good morning.
morning, St. Louis. This is Sanford Friend-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a Florissant woman faces more than two dozen charges for an alleged sexual relationship with a young boy in her neighborhood. Judith Zweifel is charged with 19 counts of first-degree statutory sodomy, 10 counts of first-degree statutory rape, and one count of first-degree child molestation. Prosecutors say the victim is 11 years old. Zweifel is jailed on $500,000 bond. As area residents deal with sticker shock from higher natural gas bills, Laclede Gas says some relief could be on the way. The utility filed with the Public Service Commission yesterday to lower its current rates by 7%. The decrease would add up to about $19 a month for the average customer and take effect on January 20th. Finally this hour, college students may not be getting their money's worth out of their college tuition. That issue is the subject of a new article in the Regional Economist. Tom Garrett, an economist for the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, says one way to change the way colleges spend money is by changing the way they deal with things like food service, maintenance, and cleaning services.
One thing they could do is privatize these services, and through the competitive pressures that would lower the cost of providing these services in the university.
According to the article, colleges and universities are spending less and less on instructional expenditures and more on administrative costs. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Charter Communications. Bring your family to America's Center this weekend for the second annual Get Hooked on Health Expo presented by Charter Communications. Visit GetHookedOnHealth.com for a schedule of events. It's free, so make the expo part of your 06 New Year's resolution. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. This hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by AutoZone. Northbound 55 on the ramp to westbound 44. That accident's cleared. There are no delays this hour. Northbound 55 at Graboy. There's an accident. Left lane is blocked. Traffic jams at Loughborough. Eastbound 44 at Arsenal. No sign of an earlier reported accident. Eastbound 44 from Lewis to Moraz. Look for no problems there. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason Road looks good. Eastbound 70 from 370 to the Blanchett Bridge. No problems to report there as well. Westbound 270 from Cane to Rocks all the way to West Florissant is looking good. Northbound 270 at 44 is returned back to normal. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79 at traffic's easing. Eastbound 40 at slows at Ballas all the way to Hanley. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley. Look for heavy volume there. Northbound 270 from 64 onto, or from 40 onto Ladue. Look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound 64 at the 5570 merge. Look for normal traffic. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing is good. And northbound Route 3 from 8th Street on the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for that ramp to be clear at this hour. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by AutoZone. Is your car's check engine light on? With AutoZone's free loan-a-tool service, you can find the source of the problem with their engine code scanning tool. Find out more at AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Cloudy in the morning and early this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high in the upper 30s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Saturday, warmer, partly cloudy. They're calling for highs of 50 degrees. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. And on Sunday, pretty much the same, partly cloudy with a high around 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we are holding at 30 degrees under overcast skies. Lambert Field has 31, but the wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 24. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel me, brother. How can you discern? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel me, brother. How can you discern? It is time for us to use our power.
You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Saying that progress is being made. You take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, brother.
Talk with this man. But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. Clark, good morning.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's to you too, Clark.
Liz, to you and the audience. This, for some reason, I just keep thinking of something that one day I hope to hear messages on the Wake Up Call audio voice. Some tape works by the Black Repertory Theater. Something that's good satire. I raised this because I think the other day you had talked about movies. I like movies myself. And there's an old movie. I want you to see it one day. It's in black and white. It's titled The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh, I've seen that movie a whole lot.
I watch it all the time now.
Yeah.
And it tells a lot about power and fear. And, think about it.
All right. I certainly will. Thank you so much, Clark. Happy New Year to you.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. I haven't raised any children, but I was once a child, and I was raised by a mother and a father. And there are some, and I have enough children in my life to know that there are certain truths or certain methods, certain things that remain true, that are constantly true, consistently true. If you do not address, confront bad behavior, then bad behavior will continue or get worse. If you do not expose for the child that their behavior is inappropriate or wrong or unacceptable, then that child will continue to engage in that behavior. And worse yet, if a child is rewarded for bad behavior, God help us all, because I guarantee you that that bad behavior will be carried on with a vengeance, with an attitude, with insistence. Which brings me to a conversation about Boy George. It's funny how often we have to use the comparison of disciplining children to as a prelude to a discussion about the behavior of Boy George. And that isn't that interesting? Can't help it. It's the only comparison that seems to be consistent. Boy George has not been held accountable for his egregious, outrageous, lawless, sneaky, indefensible assault against the American people, the assault of spying on us and justifying the spying on us. George W. Bush has not been held accountable, has not been punished for his lie that he told to preemptively strike another nation. George W. Bush has not been punished for failing to have press conferences or answering questions. George W. Bush has not been punished, held accountable for the high gas prices, the lack of jobs, and the general economic illness that confronts this nation. So if you don't address those bad behaviors will continue. Well, what's my evidence of that? Yesterday, George Bush bypassed the Senate to install Navy Secretary Gordon R. England as Deputy Secretary of Defense, and used a similar maneuver to name a new Pentagon spokesperson. In a highly unusual arrangement, they're saying, that this is not something that's normally done, England was, he used to be the Navy Secretary, and he was also the acting Defense Secretary since, what's the guy's name, Wolfowitz, left. Now, according to the Constitution, you remember what the Constitution is? Well, you may not anymore. Things keep going as they are. People in a few years from now are going to be saying, remember when we used to have the Constitution? Under the Constitution, a president may only not go through the regular process of questioning by the United States Senate for appointments only when the Senate is in recess. And that's what they call a recess appointment, hence the name, recess appointment. And the recess appointments they end at the end of whenever the next congressional session is. So George W. Bush, because the Senate held a pro forma session on Tuesday, and then the Senate adjourned, the White House is making the argument that the second session of the 109th Congress has begun and the recess appointments are valid until 2007. Ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some stuff? Ooh, boy, oh boy. If you don't punish these children, they will continue to engage in bad behavior. And I guess the question is, what's Congress going to do about it? What are they going to do about it? You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yeah, how you doing, Ms. Brown?
Yes, John. Good morning.
Ms. Brown, I just think the president, I mean, I've been watching, you know, since the president's been in office.
Turn your radio down in the background, please, John.
Thank you. I've been watching since the president has been in office, and I've noticed that the president has really, really created an environment in these United States that it's okay for you to do the things that he's doing. I mean, and it's happening in all facets of society, okay, meaning that it's happening not only in the military. It's also happening in some of your in a lot of the Fortune 500 companies where you have a lot of bad behavior taking place and nobody's being punished for it because they think that since the president is doing some of the stuff that he's doing, you know, the way I'm looking at it is that they feel that it's okay and they can lie their way out of it. And I just think that the only way that this is truly going to end is once this president comes out of office. You know, and we need to get somebody strong back in office, not a Clinton, because Clinton really didn't do a whole lot for us. But we need to get somebody back in office that's going to do the right thing for us.
All right, John.
All right, thank you.
Take care. 454-0400. Car phone.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
You know, the Congress is not going to meet, but I think 60 times this year. Because this is an election year, I think they had a newscast that said that they're only going to meet 60 times. Because if you imagine 365 days in a year, everybody's going to work and Congress is only going to meet 60 times. Can you imagine how the business of the government is going to go this year?
Well, look at what's happened when they were in session.
Right, and another thing, they're sending this rosy economic report. I talk about the job wage. Everybody knows during Christmas people are going to high temporary workers. Is America an idiot? I just passed gas prices, Liz, $2.29.
Well, I said on my show prior to the holidays that what was going to happen was before Christmas, gas prices are going to be lower so that people are going to be encouraged to spend their money, feel like they can spend their money. And once Christmas holidays are over, prices were going to go right back up, and they have.
Well, that sounds like a plan to me. America is buying into this. It's a lie. What it is a lie. Once you tell a lie, and then these smart men look around and say, you know, these idiots aren't bought into this lie, they're going to keep on lying. They have a group of Americans who see this country, I don't know how they see it, I don't know what kind of picture they see, but they're going to vote, and they're going to keep these Republicans in no matter what, and I hope that liberals will try to change the idea of the American public because they're in line to do it again, Liz, if we don't watch it.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU, LizBrown.com, WhiteRoseSociety.org for archive shows of the Wake Up Call. Those are my digits. Handle your business. Car phone.
Hey, how you doing, Mrs. Brown?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah, I have a question for you. But the reason I ask you this question is because I'm an African history student, and I have a question about the rosewood. I'm not sure which rosewood that is related to the movie, whether it's Oklahoma or Florida.
Oklahoma is Black Wall Street, and rosewood is in Florida.
Oh, rosewood and... I mean, Oklahoma was not called Rosewood, the city, too.
No. The bombings that took place and the burnings that took place in Oklahoma, they referred to that area as Black Wall Street. There was so much economic commerce that was going on, so much money that black people were making, that part of Oklahoma was referred to as Black Wall Street.
Oh, okay.
And then Rosewood was a city in Florida that was burned to the ground by racists.
Yeah, because from what I'm learning is that the same thing that happened in Oklahoma, it also happened in Florida.
That is correct. With the exception of at Black Wall Street, there were actual bombs that were dropped from planes on the town.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And in Rosewood, the town was burned to the ground.
Oh, okay. I didn't read the book, but the guy who wrote that Sundown Town.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard him saying on C-SPAN one day that, he said most of what we called a riot, like the ones happening in Oklahoma and all that, they're actually ethnic cleansing.
It is ethnic cleansing, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's what it was. It was ethnic cleansing.
Okay. Another question I have for you is about the labor camps and the plantation. Do you think that, what's the difference, do you think?
A labor camp, people got paid for their work. Plantations, people were enslaved and they were at the mercy of the wicked and twisted slavers that lived there. So there was rape and murder with laws justifying it because of the color of the skin of the people that were enslaved. Labor camps is forced labor. It's low wages. It's also awful, but it's not the same as enslavement.
Yeah, but I was talking about labor camps like the one, happened in Germany. For the Jews, you think Hitler was paying the Jews?
Well, I thought you were talking about here in the United States. So you were talking about what they called labor camps in Germany. No,
yeah.
It's not enslavement, but it is something that is also lawless and wicked and wrong. That is absolutely right. But it's not the same as enslavement, because the people, the Jewish people that were put into those concentration camps, because that's a better definition than a labor camp, concentration camp, while they were assaulted and attacked for being Jews, they still knew their names. They still knew they still spoke the same language. They still knew what their history was. They still knew where they came from. People that were stolen from Africa were stripped of their names and stripped of their heritage and stripped of their identity. So there's a different there is a difference. And also what happened in Germany was over after a period of years. What happened with enslavement went on for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
And hundreds of millions of people either died or were enslaved. So there's a big difference.
Yeah, but the Jews, they got compensated for.
And that you doggone Skippy, they got compensated. You're absolutely right. And people of African descent must fight for compensation as well. Because what was done was worse.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. I got to go. Get to another call. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 454-0400 is my phone number. Glenn, car phone.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
I don't know if you talked about the Walmart website flap.
What's my name?
Okay,
what's my name?
I haven't heard you in a couple of days.
Okay.
I've been out of town.
Okay, what's the show called? It's called a wake-up call, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, so you know we talked about it because we have the best callers in the United States, and a caller brought that to my attention this morning, but go ahead, talk about it.
Isn't that something? Did you read the depth of the titles it pulled up?
Well, let me bring our listeners up that may not be aware of the story. Walmart, they have a web store. And they have a feature that creates movie recommendations. For example, you click on a movie and they give you other movies. Like if you go to Amazon.com, you get a book. They say, people that have bought this book have also purchased blah, 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 blah. That's what Walmart was doing. If you purchase this movie, then you must be interested in blah, blah, blah. Well, apparently when you went to Walmart and you clicked on Planet of the Apes, you would see mislisted choices of movies with black people. The Life of Martin Luther King, The Story of Dorothy Dandridge, Boxer Jack Johnson, Singer Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
That's right.
Isn't that something? So somewhere in the software, Netflix also does that with actors, but somewhere in the software of Walmart is the word black and ape. You can't escape that.
I work with computers and networks.
All right,
and I'm
now
telling you, you have to, that kind of stuff, computers are logic. So everything you put in, a human did it. Somebody did that.
Fact.
And they did it on purpose.
Fact they did.
Because that was a very unique algorithm that pulled up those type of things. You have to put that in there.
And let me, you know, sci-fi channel aside, Glenn, what do they call people that work on computers? Do they call them happen chance employers, or do they call or employees, or do they call them programmers?
Programmers.
I mean, isn't that the word?
Yeah, I mean that's what I mean. When you program it, this is logic. You put all that stuff out. You know what you're doing.
And
have a flow. They know what they was doing.
They knew exactly what they did. They programmed in the word black and ape. That's what they did. So that people, they made the connection, the same racist connection that they made with King Kong. It's the same.
Oh,
it's the
and the
same.
Other one, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
That's fact. Chocolate Factory also came up. Charlie, and also those little Afro girls, those little Powderpuff girls.
Powderpuff
girls with Afros. Come on. And Home Alone.
All of stereotypes,
mm-hmm.
all of some of the worst stereotypes
mm-hmm.
that you can imagine. I think this, hey, you know, racism is alive and well.
Absolutely. And
alive and doing
and
well.
Racism isn't a glitch. You don't stumble into racism, and you don't stumble into a computer action like this. Walmart is treating racism as a glitch, and this computer act as a glitch as well. That's not a glitch.
No, it isn't.
You punch an ape, you get a black movies. That's not a glitch.
Because
you showed him, you didn't get up cooking movies, did you?
Right. And why only those movies with those types of titles, those types of themes to it.
That's right.
You know, it gets a whole lot of other movies with the word black. That's a movie called Dark Man.
That's right.
Why didn't that one come up?
Why didn't that one come up?
Very, very deliberate.
It's very, very
deliberate.
Very.
If I could say, you got to go to commercial, right, Liz?
I know, I do. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for helping out. This is Frau Wake Up Call. We're taking a break. Stay with me.
Shall get them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Carrie Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Northbound 55 between 4500 South Broadway and the brewery is slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Eastbound 44 from Antire to 270 is normal. Eastbound 70 from Cape Springs to 270, no problems to report there. Westbound 270 from Riverview all the way to Washington, Elizabeth. Look for everything to be on the move. Northbound 270 at 44 is returned back to normal. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55, look for no problems there. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh, heavy volume there. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, look for heavy volume there as well.
Westbound 5570 from Poplar Street Bridge. Look for normal traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Illinois side all the way into Cleves Landing. Everything is on the move, so everything is looking well. Westbound Missouri Bottom Road at Phantom Drive, there's an injury accident. And northbound Clarkson at Kerr's Mill, there's an accident as well. That's a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Kerry Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Kerry Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion is trusted therapy and that deeply conditions and nourishes elbows, knees, and everywhere else. Skin thirst for moisture, leaving your skin feeling healthy and smooth. Try Kerry today. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Cloudy this morning and this afternoon, becoming partly sunny by the late afternoon hours with a high in the upper 30s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Saturday, warmer, partly cloudy, high around 50. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Then on Sunday, pretty much the same, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 30 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 31. Overcast skies, 24 degrees outside with the wind chill, so bundle up if you're going outside. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Signs like increased thirst or decreased grooming can be easy to miss. That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year to help prevent health problems before they become serious. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
We're waiting for your calls at WGNU. From the local calling area, just dial 314-454-0400. If you're calling long distance, the toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. If you are calling long distance from a car phone or want to use a particular name on the air, please let us know when you call. Get into Talk Radio with a Difference. That's Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, 454-0400 is my phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU, long distance. Don't forget, toll-free long distance me at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. Check me out at lizbrown.com, lizbrown.com. We are streamed at wgnu.net, lizbrown.com. Archive daily at White Rose Society. Get to me. Bob, good morning.
Happy New Year, Liz.
Happy New Year to you, Bob.
Yeah, Liz, I enjoyed Irene J. Smith you had on.
No, that's right.
Her and I touched on some good points.
All right.
And she even played a song dedicated to me.
All right.
You know what? I was in the car, and I was listening to you when you said your show's to be on tonight. Now, you meant on the internet that I can get them like Marlon Gray, because I missed that one and I wanted to hear it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so just Liz Brown, www.
Okay, sweetie. www.lizbrown.com.
Okay, then I can pull up that tonight?
Yes, you can.
Starting at what time?
After 5.
After 5. Thank you, Liz.
All right, take care.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, you're on the air.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
I was calling. I have a problem on my job, and I would like to get your name off of the air if I could.
All right, I'm putting you on hold. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, you're on the air.
All right. I actually had a quick question regarding... Well, it's more a comment than a question, but it will involve questions.
Okay.
All right. I watched a primetime show, I think it was, and it was involving the torture question. Okay. Now, we have a lot of things that are going on right now with this president and this particular Congress, but the torture question, the question of monitoring citizens, things like that.
Spying on citizens.
Nobody seems to remember McCarthy at this time.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, when you have Mr. Rumsfeld sitting in his office writing up things about, well, why can't we torture him longer? Why can't we put him in a stress position for more than 4 hours? I stand at my desk for 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. When you sit there and you see those types of things and, you don't say, there's no alarm in the American public, I mean, really, really worries me.
Well, and I think also it's important, Robert, how we characterize the things. They are spying on American citizens. And they're not. There's not information gathering. There's no the data mining. They're spying on American citizens. And every time that we as Americans talk about this, we have to be very clear, crystal clear about what is going on, because every word matters in this. This is worse than Joe McCarthy. This is it, because at least at that time there was some semblance of a fourth estate. There is not in the big media. We had the Edward Moros out there.
Yeah.
And we don't have that in today's media. This is the same media that held up the story for over a year that the United States government, through George W. Bush, said, yes, we will spy on American citizens without warrants. We will do that.
And, the thing is, with that particular spying, they had the chance within 72 hours to come back and say, I need that court order.
Absolutely. There's...
But in addition, it was supposed to be, 15 days after declaration of war?
That's correct.
Okay, so, he's really out of the box, and Congress is just sitting there going,
I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm too scared to do anything.
Yeah.
This is why citizens must rise up, because that's our job. To throw these clowns out of office, to be on the phone 24 hours a day to our elected officials, because one of the reasons, and my guest on Looking Black talked about this, Dr. Ron Walters, was talking about the fact that the Democrats out there, because there's supposed to be a balance of power, whether you are an independent or a Republican or a Democrat, right now we have two parties in power, and so they're supposed to be...
A watchdog
for one another. They're not doing their jobs. And one of the reasons Dr. Walters said that is because the Democrats are convinced that the Republicans have a constituent that they cannot beat. So it's incumbent upon other Americans that are opposed to this extraordinary stripping of our civil rights and lawlessness and corruption that is going on in Washington, D.C., largely on the right side of the aisle. It's incumbent upon all other Americans to go to the Democrats and say, get up off your scared behinds and do something about this.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you think?
We have to vote and say, look, you're out of office.
But we also have to understand, Robert, that our responsibility as a citizen just doesn't occur on November 2nd or November 4th.
You're right.
Every single day of every week we have a response. We're in a relationship with these people, like it or not. We're in a relationship, and no relationship is successful when you only act on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and if you breach the contract, you got to write a new contract.
There you go. There you go. Take care, Robert.
All right, thank you.
Okay, 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Hadora, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
You know, I was listening to you a few callers back, and you
so eloquently define our position as a people, the difference between the people, the Jews in Germany, and other people as well. And I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's called, they did a documentary of called A Scattered Africa. Have you ever seen that documentary?
I have not seen that.
They played it during Black Family Day at the Sheffley Library.
Okay.
And it was really interesting because this anthropologist, she went all across the world and she, places I've never even heard of before, and she located people, descendants of the slave trade, you know, the people of the slave trade.
People that were enslaved.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in the, they were saying the same things as we're seeing here, that they have been cut off from their identity and all of the knowledge of themselves has been, was taken away from them. And they were even told that they were the last survivors of the Atlantic slave trade, that there was no other survivors outside of them until this anthropologist brought them all together. My point being this is that we have a unique history as a people, and we work regardless of whether we like it or not. We get angry most of the time when we hear it. Our history is right there in the scriptures. But because we've been told that the Bible's about a religion, we take offense to it right away and walk away from it and say, well, if that's what you want to believe. But any time we have to deny our own history as we know it here, in order to hold fast to our belief or hold fast to the teachings or the doctrine that we've been taught since we've been brought to this land, then that should raise a red flag for us. We're the only people on earth that have to define ourselves constantly, redefining ourselves as to who we are simply because we don't know who we are. But if we go to the Word, Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, it spells us out to the letter. And you can even take every other nation on earth and put them there and see who that those judgments fit. And another thing, too, before I hang up, before I go, there's a lot of prophecy that's unfolding right before our eyes today. But because we don't know the scriptures and because we don't understand them, then we look at them and we don't know what's happening. Sharon being part of the prophecy as it stands in the book of Ezra. But because, again, if we just take the time and study and go back in there and study Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, that's our legacy. It points us out to the letter.
All right.
And then
and
maybe we'll have some understanding.
All right.
Thank
you
a blessed day.
Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown, The Wake Up Call. We will be back after this. Stay with us. 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. I'll be back.
Never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever, true, because you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever, true, because
you're my... This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Jerusalem. Police agencies in Israel say they are going to start looking at several laptop computers and mobile phones that belong to an Austrian financier as part of a probe into allegations that family members of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon took a $3 million bribe. It's believed that the money was used to pay back illegal campaign contributions. Investigators were denied access to the information from Martin Schlaff because of a legal appeal made by his brother, but that challenge has now been dropped. And Dateline New York. A study by an organization that looks at ways to reduce alcohol consumption says that simply raising prices across the board doesn't work. The U.S. Prevention Research Center looked at statistics from Sweden during a 10-year period beginning in 1984. They said that what happened was that as prices rose, people simply switched their habits to brands that were cheaper in price. The study concluded that the best way to use price as a tool to curb drinking is to increase the price of lower-priced liquors and beers. In a specific case, when hard liquor went up across the board, sales fell by 1 or 2%. But when the cost of the cheaper drinks went up, those sales fell by over 4%. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Here in this lush tropical rainforest, moisture is what keeps everything healthy and beautiful. Your lips need moisture to be healthy and beautiful, too. Chapstick Lip Moisturizer forms a light protective barrier to keep your lips' moisture in balance. So with every use, your lips look and feel healthier. Chapstick Lip Moisturizer. Keep your lips chapstick healthy. Use as directed.
Larry King here with the sounds of winter. How can you help protect your immune health when you're surrounded by this? Do what I do. Take Ester C every day. The clinically proven vitamin C that works in your immune system for 24 hours. Strengthen your defenses all winter long with immune protection, advanced protection. Ester C.
Look for an Ester C coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Science or religion? Republican or Democrat? Politics, education, crime? Or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies? What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan, on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Try your best.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Young hearts can go their way. Can't put it off another day. I don't care what others say. They think we don't listen anyway. Time has come today.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call, Joe.
Hey, Liz, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Good. I just wanted to again commend you on the superb job that you do every day. I have an opportunity to listen to you now more often, given the fact that I'm retired. And I just praise the work that you're doing.
Well, thank you.
I also had an opportunity to hear Ron Walters today. And, of course, that's a brother I've been following over the years. Excellent interview.
He's wonderful, isn't he?
He surely is. Mm. Also, in regards to Black Wall Street, I had a member of my family, my uncle, who actually participated in the fight back. This is something that you don't hear much about. In the history books, the Black Wall Street, but black folk fought back. And in fact, we took out several of the enemy. And of course, something needs to be written about that.
A movie needs to be made, Joe.
Yeah.
I really,
Joe,
have you read the book, Standing at the Scratch Line?
No, I haven't.
That I would really recommend, because I know what a voracious reader you are, and I know how much you love the books. Standing at the Scratch Line was written by a man by the name of Guy Johnson. He is the son of Maya Angelou. You've never seen him on Oprah, but he's the son of Maya Angelou. He wrote this book, Standing at the Scratch Line, and for me, it was, and I would love to hear your take on this. For me, it was the first time that I read a book, a novel, piece of fiction about a black superhero, because a superhero against racism. This is a man that, and it's a period piece. It takes place during World War II.
So it's a novel?
It's a novel. And it is even if you are a nonfiction reader, you will love this, because when you talk about your family fighting back, this is a man who kicked some butt and did some wonderful things fighting back against racism. And it's a book I would love to see made into a movie.
What happens at the end?
It's a good book. It's a wonderful book. You will love the ending of this book. Ain't no downside to this book. This is a wonderful, empowering book. It's a book that you should read to your children.
Okay.
He made it into it. The book was so good that he wrote two additional continuations of the stories of the characters and brought it up to the modern time. But Standing at the Scratch Line is the best one out of the three.
What's the brother's name?
Guy Johnson.
Guy Johnson?
Yes. You can find it with Standing at the Scratch Line.
Okay.
Okay, but please get that book, Joe, because I would love to hear your take on that.
Okay. Well, thanks, Lynn.
All right. Take care, Joe. Again, Happy New Year.
Likewise.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. Charles, you're on the Lake of Call.
Yes, Liz. You had a caller was speaking about the Bible and Deuteronomy.
Yes.
If people are like, you know, it can be kind of difficult to understand the Bible, but there's a website called www.HebrewIsraelites.org. It will break down exactly what she was talking about.
Okay.
And give that a look, Liz. There's some validity to it.
Thanks for your call, Charles. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
How you doing today, babysitter?
Good morning.
I want to make a quick public announcement since the place I went to said they're not going to do it. You know, last night I did a little shopping at Shop and Save and purchased a meat product that was 40 cents a pound overpriced compared to the advertised price. And when I brought it to the manager's attention, they said, well, they'll just give me the difference in the price. Well, I said, well, what about the people who had made the purchase before me? It was an advertised price. I'm quite sure they sold hundreds of the pork rib loins that were advertised at $1.47. It was ringing up $1.87 a pound. And I said, well, are you guys going to make some type of retraction in the paper to anybody who had purchased? Because all the ones in the coolers were $1.87 a pound. So I just like to, since they said they weren't going to do it, I just like the public to know that if you purchase the pork roast at Shop and Save on Chippewa and Graboids, please check the price and make sure that they were $1.47 a pound instead of $1.87 a pound. Because
who did you talk to at the store?
Well, I talked to the manager, and then I just called customer service this morning,
uh-huh.
And I asked the same question. That I was saying, was there going to be some type of retraction
and
in
what
the newspaper to let people know if you made a purchase at that store?
What did customer service say?
Well, she's just in between, and she said she would bring it to the attention of the people, but she doubt that they would do some type of retraction like that. But don't you think that's only fair for them?
I think it's illegal for them. That's called bait and switch. What I would do is I would call Jay Nixon.
That's what I told my girlfriend. I said, well, I'm going to call Jay Nixon first, but
you need to call the Better Business Bureau as well. Because the fact of the matter is that that's bait and switch. They're not allowed to do that.
Well,
that's against the law.
You know, it could be a simple mistake, but I think
it's bait and switch. If it were a simple mistake, when you brought it to their attention, they would have said, oops, we will correct this. No, they said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to keep the money.
Well, you know, she said she's going to make a correction in the morning, and I went back there an hour later, and they were still up there.
Bait and switch. Get the law on
them. But I think that people should be aware that if they purchase, it's in the paper, advertised at $1.47. Please check and make sure that you were charged $1.47 a pound and not $1.87 a pound.
Your job is to call the Better Business Bureau and Jay Nixon's office for bait and switch.
Jay Nixon definitely is going to get a call because I wasn't too satisfied when they told me that they weren't going to do anything to correct that.
All right, got to roll, but then people do that. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
You know what, Liz? There's a book that I think black people would love to read.
What's
it's called From Slavery to Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's John Hope Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes from 1,000 years from the Mali Empire,
mm-hmm.
and the Songhai, which is on your website,
mm-hmm.
to present day. And it's the historical facts.
Good.
And after you read that book, you'll be amazed what black people did to try to
see. Those are the types of books that should be taught in school.
And you know what? You know where I got this book from? Berkeley Senior High School, 1976.
I bet it's not there today.
And it's not there today because my daughter, who also graduated there, and Malcolm X is gone.
Wait a minute. Did you not return this book? Is that why you still had this book?
Yeah, I never returned
it.
I sent like 300 or 400 books to Africa, math books. I could start a school.
Wait a minute. What you mean?
They made me pay for it.
You never return books?
When I was in high school, never. They used to keep my report card because I wanted to...
Kevin!
Well, yeah. I'm not a liar. That's why
no, you're not.
So much. I tell the truth. That's what I didn't even pay for. I sent over 500 books to Africa, to Nigeria, through this cab driver that I met. And he was, said they needed those books. And I said, I have a whole library at home.
That I sold.
You know, they stole from me. But anyway, that's the book. And I also think black people should really look at...
Well, the reason why they don't have them at Berkeley anymore is because you took them off.
No, right. That's why they had to build another school. Because I ripped that library off. If I took it off, and I read, I was a prodigious reader. I mean, I ate books up.
Oh.
I never brought them back.
Oh, Kevin, I got to go.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay, bye. Liz Brown, awake. I shouldn't be laughing. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Return your books to the library. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below the low knee.
I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can this be?
But the hard truth is that not everyone.
920 on your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Joan Bennett. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon alive after more than 3 hours of emergency brain surgery to stop bleeding and relieve pressure. His second such operation in 2 days since he suffered a massive stroke. The latest from ABC's Matt Gutman at the hospital in Jerusalem.
After 2 strokes and 2 major operations in 48 hours, doctors here are amazed that Sharon has managed to survive. They say that it is his strong heart that the man has continued to survive through all this.
Doctors at a Pittsburgh hospital now say the sole survivor of the West Virginia coal mine tragedy may not be in a coma as originally thought, though they say he remains sedated while undergoing oxygen treatment. Funerals for the 12 men who died in the coal mine begin tomorrow. Some relatives are comforted by notes left behind. Courtney Browning says her dad scribbled, "I'll see you on the other side. I love you."
He just knew what we needed to hear, you know. It seems like we were at a really hard time, and then we got that letter, and it just brought you a little bit of peace.
Browning on ABC's Good Morning America. The military now says 11 American troops were killed in attacks in Iraq yesterday. President Bush will be talking up his economic policies during a speech today in Chicago. ABC's Ann Compton.
At the Chicago Board of Trade, symbol of a dynamic economy, President Bush visits looking for credit for creating 4 million new jobs and restoring some stimulative tax breaks. He's not alone on the road. Cabinet officials are fanning out from Baltimore to Louisville, with Vice President Cheney talking up the good economy at a Harley-Davidson factory in Kansas City. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Well, there wasn't as much to crow about in today's employment data. The government says the nation's jobless rate dipped a tenth of a percent in December. They expected more. This is ABC News.
Top 3 reasons I'm updating my appliances. Number 3, I survived the holidays, but my oven didn't. Number 2, no matter what I do, my refrigerator still freezes lettuce. And number 1, there's a $150 gift card with my name on it.
Now till January 18th at the Home Depot, you can get up to a $150 Home Depot gift card by mail on appliances over $299. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me.
I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-400-9144. That's 1-800-400-9144. 1-800-400-9144.
A third death from bird flu in Turkey. But ABC's Tom Rivers says the victims were related.
Tragedy has struck three times in the same family in rural eastern Turkey. The latest victim, an 11-year-old girl. Earlier, her older brother and sister died from what preliminary tests show as the deadly H5N1 strain of the virus. Locals in the rural area are shocked and fearful. An ad hoc poultry cull is now underway there. Meanwhile, health officials are trying to downplay concerns, as all three of the victims were in close contact with chickens, and human-to-human transmission is not suspected. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Walmart shutting down a part of its website after an automated shopping system randomly linked a Planet of the Apes DVD to films about famous black Americans, including Martin Luther King Jr. Walmart says it removed the offensive combinations from a Walmart.com page. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Ryan-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a reward is being offered for information on a fatal shooting near Forest Park last month. The $5,000 reward comes from anonymous friends of 66-year-old Edward Bibb. He was shot December 21st as he drove near Skinker and Wydown. Police are looking for an older model gold Ford Taurus reported near the scene before Bibb's car crashed. Anyone with information is asked to call St. Louis Police at 314-444-5371. Officials are holding talks across the state of Missouri to educate people about the avian flu. Missouri Senator Jim Talent and Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns held roundtable discussions in Kansas City, Columbia, and St. Louis yesterday. More than $91 million in emergency agriculture funding has been sent to the USDA to protect against avian flu. Senator Talent says he hopes a strong portion of the money will go to Missouri since it is in the top 10 in the U.S. poultry industry. Finally this hour, a group of Ameren employees is being credited for reaching out to the homeless. The Ameren Network of Minority Employees presented around 100 blankets to the Gateway Homeless Services yesterday. Ameren UE Senior Vice President Richard Mark says it's important for the corporate community to help those in need.
Taking the initiative to do something like this for people in need is just really demonstrates, you know, kind of the overall Ameren philosophy of being involved in the community and trying to give back to a community that we serve.
The blankets were collected over a two-week drive within the company. The Ameren Network of Minority Employees is an ethnic minority management networking group at Ameren Corporation. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Kerry. Kerry Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion is trusted therapy that deeply conditions and nourishes elbows, knees, and anywhere else skin thirsts for moisture, leaving your skin feeling healthy and smooth. Try Kerry today. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Bryant-Meyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Air National Guard. Eastbound 40 between 14th and the last Missouri exit, that bridge maintenance operations have the right lane closed. Eastbound 44 from 141 to Guyer is normal. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel all the way into St. Charles Rock Road, no problems to report. Westbound 270 from Bell Fountain to New Florissant Road looks good. Northbound 270 and 44, everything is on a move. Northbound 55 between Union and 44, nothing to report there. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and Hanley, look for everything to be on the move. Westbound 40 between Big Ben and Hanley, everything looks good as well. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, no problems to report. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing looks good. And that is a look at, Scudder at 170, look for a vehicle on fire. And eastbound Gravoy at 270, there's road construction, right lane is closed. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Air National Guard. Guarding America and defending freedom, that's what the Air National Guard's all about. Don't just sit there on the sidelines. Join the Air National Guard. Find out more by going to GoANG.com. That's GoANG.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Cloudy this morning and afternoon, becoming partly sunny by late afternoon with a high in the upper 30s this evening. Partly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Saturday, warmer, partly cloudy with a high around 50. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in mid-30s. And then Sunday, pretty much the same, partly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 30 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 31 under overcast skies. The wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 24. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
For Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides you with information on how to take better care of yourself and live a more healthy life. Remember, good health truly is in your own hands. And now, Healthy Futures with Liz Brown and our guest for this week.
Welcome to the first Healthy Futures of 2006, and I am joined, as I always am, by Linda McKirkland, Program Director, Healthy Futures. Happy New Year.
Likewise, Liz, and likewise to the St. Louis community.
And the world, since we're on the
world. And the world.
And the world. I guess let us begin where we always begin, Ms. Linda.
Again, we always like to thank our listening audience for tuning in to us every Friday. Again, just wanting to empower the St. Louis community to understanding that we do have control of our health, and it is as simple as the decisions and choices that we make every day in terms of what we eat, how we eat, and what we do in terms of our physical and mental and physical health. I'd like to thank Supporters Shout International and Eternity Deli for allowing us to have this segment on Liz Brown's show every week. And just thank you, Liz, for having us every week.
It's a pleasure. I love doing what I do, but I especially love it when I know that we can really make these changes in people's lives. As we do with this show.
Okay.
So I'm glad to do it. I'm glad to have you part of it, and I'm really grateful for the information that you bring us.
Yes, because it's really important, Liz, again, for us to be reminded that we have to bring health back to our community.
Mm-hmm.
I think the atmosphere now is so ripe. People are so more in tune mm-hmm. to healthy lifestyles,
mm-hmm.
health and wellness, taking better care of themselves, living longer,
mm-hmm.
living more qualitatively. But it takes us to make those decisions now so that in the years to come, those things can be a real reality for us.
And also, we've never had more opportunities to get the information. The internet
Absolutely.
Opens up a whole new world.
A whole new world.
You don't have to go to the library
right.
and get the library is not the only source
right.
for your information.
Right.
So and the speed that the information comes to, you don't have to wait
it's
for
phenomenal.
Somebody. Yeah, you don't have to wait for somebody to mail you a packet. The
That's
stuff
right.
is the stuff is right there.
That's right.
So
and the messages are everywhere
yes,
in your grocery stores, on billboards, on package containers. So it's not like there is no room for people to know.
Absolutely.
Everybody now in the industry is saying that, I mean, even the cigarette industry, I mean, they're saying that these things hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that has to be a choice
yeah,
that
absolutely.
We have to make.
Absolutely.
So it's no secret anymore. I was doing some research, and someone had sent me some information that in 1905, that the major things that people died from was pneumonia and colds.
Mm-hmm.
Not major things that we're dying from now.
Wow.
But major pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
Yeah.
It's not obesity. It's
it
heart
wasn't
disease.
Obesity.
It wasn't high blood pressure. It wasn't strokes.
No.
It was a cold.
Pneumonia and influenza.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And I love this time of the year. I love it's although my favorite time of the year is fall. But the new year, for many people in their mind, that's the beginning of that. That's the beginning
right.
when time starts.
Right.
And so people always like, when it's at the beginning, people like to make some changes.
Right. And that's why this segment is so important, Liz, because we want to be able to tune into that. And a lot of people are making resolutions. They're saying, I want to make some changes. So we've brought a lot of different topics to the listening audience. And so now we want to just say, okay, how do we start? What is the process for making this transition? How do I go from the lifestyle that I'm leading now in terms of what we're eating and how we're eating and our physical exercise to a more structured approach to a better, healthier lifestyle?
What are the specific things that I can do? And
mm-hmm.
and I think part of the start of it is, Linda, and correct me, it's your head. You have to start.
It starts there.
You have to start in
by thought.
By thought,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what should you be thinking? So tell us, where should our heads be in order to begin this journey, this lifelong path that we want to walk?
First of all, I think that we should all have a positive, open mind
mm-hmm.
about this, because a lot of times we think things are not possible.
Mm-hmm.
We think that to be disease-ridden is so comfortable, that is so, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many things are so preventable, Liz, that if we just begin to think that, okay, there are really things that I can do personally that would change my whole life around.
Mm-hmm.
Just making different changes and choices. So you have to start positive. You have to be open. And then therefore, out of that, you make a commitment to the change. Now, we're always encouraging small transitional change, small steps to where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can take a quantum leap.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us can't.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking to the people who are wanting to make the changes and make them at whatever level you feel comfortable making them at.
So baby steps.
Baby steps.
You didn't learn how to walk just by getting out of your
right,
crib and
right,
walking.
Right.
You didn't learn how to go to the bathroom just
right.
by, and everything began with baby steps.
Baby steps. And that's where we want you to start, because we found that and also doing the research, Liz, that when you take small incremental steps to developing, it becomes a pattern,
a habit.
Mm-hmm. And so that's how we got to where we are now, mm-hmm. with bad habits. So we do the same thing when we want to transition with good habits. So there are things, there's a transitional process about which one has to go through.
So let's talk about some of these trends. The way, I guess you're calling it a nutritional transition?
Yes.
Okay, so mm-hmm. let's talk about the nutritional transition
okay.
as we begin this new year.
Okay, we basically have a 9-step approach.
Okay.
All right? So the first thing that we're encouraging everybody to do is just take a visual inventory of what you're eating and how you're eating.
What do you mean by that?
We've talked about reading food labels. We've talked about some products that are not good for you. We've talked about eating more fresh fruits and vegetables. Go to your kitchens. Look in your cupboards. Look in your refrigerator. Assess what you have. Then assess what you want to begin to take out of your diet. So, for example, somebody might want to start with, okay, I'm going to take out all of the white products, white bread, white rice. Or somebody might decide, okay, let me just get rid of the sodas first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever your incremental step is, or I don't drink enough water. Let me start with that.
Mm-hmm.
Decide for yourself that small first incremental change that you know that's possible for you to do.
Okay.
Not because we're saying to you.
Or because you know that it should be done.
Right.
So take that small step. Okay, I look in my cabinet and I'm looking at my spices.
Right.
And I see that, oh my God, I read the labels and I read, oh, I mostly have seasoning salt. Or I mostly have a Mrs. Dash with nothing but salt in it.
Right.
So my first incremental step is I'm going to reduce the amount of salt that I cook with.
Absolutely.
You know, so, and they have all kinds of sodium reduced spices. There have all kinds of spices to enhance that spice that you're taking out that
right.
has the salt in it.
Right.
So you could start there.
Right. Or somebody might say, okay, I'm going to start eliminating sugars
mm-hmm.
out of my diet. So they're going to be the ones who go through their products at home and they're going to see, okay, sugar in this, I'll find something to replace these cereals.
Mm-hmm.
Or sugar is in this, I'll find something to replace this bread. So there are so many things that you can do, but it has to begin with your inventory. It's like with any change you want to make in life, you got to do a self-inventory first.
And how about this, Linda? What if I went and I said, you know what, I'm going to sit down with myself and I'm going to figure out what is my favorite food.
Yes.
What do I like to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say, or just like you said, walk to your kitchen and do the inventory of your kitchen. What are the things that I like to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that you like to eat most of the stuff in your kitchen, pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Read the labels of the pasta.
Right.
And then start making the inventory changes
right.
that you need.
Absolutely.
Because if you're eating a whole lot of pasta, that means you're eating a whole lot of starch.
And sugars.
And
because
sugars.
The starch is converted into sugar.
Into sugar. So mm-hmm. you are eating a whole lot of sugars. So make that change.
Right.
You know, so you could even start with, what is it that I eat a lot of?
Right.
And
right.
then make the incremental changes
right.
off of that. Because most of us are not eating a lot of apples, more
right.
than anything else. Most
right.
of us are not eating more carrots than
right.
anything else.
Right.
Okay, we're not, whatever we're eating more of, I guarantee you for most of us, is not good for us.
Right. And the thing about it is, even if that thing is the most that we eat, even if the first change is just to decrease.
Reduce
that amount in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, because, again, we're asking people to make real changes, Liz,
mm-hmm.
not something today and then 2 years later it won't be there.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about real concerted changes that your body will acknowledge
mm-hmm.
and respond to.
Mm-hmm.
Your body will do that for you because it's designed to do that. It's in the its general makeup for the body to respond to the good things that we do
Absolutely
to it as
true.
Opposed to the bad things
Absolutely.
That we do to it.
Absolutely.
So this is real. We want to just encourage people to make that first step. Go to those kitchens. You know, when you go to those cafeterias and you go to those restaurants, do that inventory.
And I guess then that's something else we need to talk about right quick, Linda, is there are a lot of people out there that don't cook. That they could go to their kitchen, they can open their cabinet. Ain't nothing in it. Ain't nothing in it because they don't cook.
They don't have time.
They don't have time. They don't have the knowledge. They don't have the interest. They don't want to clean the kitchen for whatever, or they're too busy.
Right.
So those people, what kind of inventory do they take?
Well, what I would encourage with that is now restaurants are so much more conscious about giving alternatives. So then, therefore, and we have to acknowledge that. We live in a fast-paced, everybody works hard from sun up to sundown. Those are realities that we have to deal with. So we have to say that if for those people who are eating out a lot, the restaurants are giving you better, healthier choices. Mm-hmm. They have menus that are, quote-unquote, heart-healthy. You know, you can if you have to eat at a fast food restaurant, then sometimes choose a salad versus the french fry. Mm-hmm. Choose maybe a juice over the soda. You have choices.
And also there's Applebee's. They have a whole Weight Watchers menu, and it's fabulous.
Even the hospitals now have a heart-healthy menu.
That doesn't taste like crap?
No.
Okay.
No, because I've actually eaten them.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, they have the greasy spoon stuff, but they have things that they call heart-healthy items.
Well, you know, and isn't that, that's just an amazing world that we live in, that the hospitals, you know, are just now getting into heart healthy stuff. That's a conversation for another show.
Yeah, that's another
show.
All
right. So let's talk about, so we do the inventory.
Yes.
Some of the specifics that, if you don't know what to reduce, give us some ideas of some things that we need to start cutting out.
Okay.
Cutting back on.
The first thing that we're encouraging people to do, and we're asking them also to not just take our word for it, but to actually do the research for themselves.
Absolutely.
That we're asking you to decrease or eliminate the red meats, because it's been a proven fact that these are the main culprits to colon cancer. Mm-hmm. And colon cancer is one of those things that we can prevent. Because there's so many things that are inherent in the digestions of the meat, but it's the red meats, it's those hot dogs, it's bologna, it's all of those red meats that we've been consuming for such a long time, and thinking that we need protein, and protein is the only source that we can get it via meat or meat products, and that's not always true.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not asking people to do that just because we tell them to.
Go do your homework.
So then you know for yourself, hey, this is true or it's not true.
And if you're too busy or you're too uninterested or you're too disinclined, go do the homework, reduce your red meat.
Reduce your red meat. And then you can do that. It's so simple, because all you have to do is just plan some meatless meals. Mm-hmm. And I know we see people at nutrition workshops and they just tell us, I just can't do without my meat.
Mm-hmm.
But we've said, have you ever tried?
Mm-hmm.
And the only time they ever try is when they're forced in a situation where they can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about if you had a choice, that you would make a choice, at least start with one or two times a month, a meatless meal. Sit down with some vegetables and grains in front of you without meat on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
And try it and see.
And then there's also the other transitional phases of, there are so many non-meat products that are imitators of meat.
Absolutely.
That you don't have to feel completely deprived.
Absolutely.
You do not have to feel deprived.
Absolutely. And I think that's a good point, Liz, because when you're making the transition, that meat substitute is going to be important for you.
Yes,
because, again, I like to remind the listening audience that You don't necessarily crave the meat, the flesh itself, because if you did, you go kill some and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that. You crave the taste and the texture. So then, therefore, there are palates on the...
And that's born out of habit.
Yes. And so then the texture and the taste, you can get through alternative products.
I make a vegetarian chili.
That
is just... Anybody, all of you red meat eaters out there, you would swear on your spelling book that this is meat in here, and it is not.
Absolutely.
And it is not.
Absolutely. But I think the only thing about it is we just have not opened our minds to that understanding. Because when you begin to eat healthy, Liz, something actually happens in the body. Your taste buds alter themselves. The little things in your nose that helps you to smell, everything begins to change because your body will know and understand that you're making a change.
And I can testify to that because I know that I can no longer tolerate walking through the meat departments at grocery stores because of the smell.
Yes, that's true.
Even cooked meat that used to smell really, really good to me.
That's right.
It doesn't smell good to
like
me.
Like a rib.
Yeah, a rib or hamburger. Just a hamburger on the grill used to smell really good
chicken.
To me. Or chicken cooking on the grill used to. Turkey still smells good to me. But the other meats and stuff do not smell.
Right.
Do not smell good.
Absolutely. Things begin to change in your body.
Mm-hmm.
You become accustomed to whatever you liked in a product, and usually the products that people talk about, the transition being hardest for them is cheese,
mm-hmm.
Sweets,
mm-hmm.
and the meats.
Mm-hmm.
But once you just begin to, first of all, understand that you can live without these things, you really can live without these things.
Well, no, let's put it this way. You do live.
You do live.
Without these.
You do live.
You do live without. Let me get to a couple of callers here. Doris, you have a question or comment for Linda McKirkland?
Well, good morning. How are you?
Outstanding.
I have to agree with you. The thought of eating a hamburger now doesn't appeal to me like it used to.
Mm-hmm.
I eat a lot of fish, though. Is that good or bad?
Well, in any time, if you're making a transition, because we're talking about making transitions, it would be to your best advantage not to eat fish at some point in your transitional journey. But if that's the case and that's what you're eating, just begin to slowly decrease the amounts that you're eating.
And Doris, why is it that you made the transition to eating non-meat? I mean, to not eating meat.
Well, the calories, the greasiness of it,
the cholesterol
doesn't appeal to me anymore.
Is it because, is there a philosophy that you've come up with in terms of you don't want to eat animals, or was that part of your decision making?
No, that wasn't it. It was just trying to, tone up, strengthen up, and not get too heavy.
And mm-hmm. and here are some other considerations that you might want to make when you start heading towards the elimination of fish from your diet. Mm-hmm. Think of if you're eating shrimp or you're eating lobster, as good as they taste or as wonderful as they are, know that they're bottom feeders. That means they eat the
scavengers,
the garbage. They eat the garbage in the ocean
and the sewage
in the ocean.
Uh-huh.
And then think about the mercury that's
uh-huh.
out there as well.
Yeah.
Right.
If you do the research on the amount of mercury and chemicals that are in the flesh of
right.
fish, that's another reason to start transitioning
right.
away from eating that.
And not only that, the waters themselves are extremely polluted. And so that's the environment now that the fishes are living in, because we're dumping toxic waste.
Now, last night I had cod. Cod is not good. Huh?
Well, is it?
Is
I'm
it?
Certain it's probably farm-fed or
mm-hmm.
farm-made, farm-bred cod. And as polluted as our regular waters are, the farms are even worse. They're swimming in their own waste. There's no,
mm-hmm.
they're not in a lake that naturally cleans itself. They're in a pond that has been created for the purpose of creating them and breeding
mm-hmm.
them and getting them to your table.
Now, last night I had sliced sweet potatoes, broccoli, and corn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not good either.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, good.
No, that's a good start, Doris. That's a good start.
But I had my fish on this.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's transition.
Right, right.
We don't want people to beat themselves up about this.
Right.
It's just about transitioning out of things
right.
that are not completely, absolutely good for us. And one
right.
of the things that we were taught in our cooking classes, think of your plate as a palette. Like a paint palette.
Mm-hmm.
The best paint palette is the palette that has the most colors
color
in it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a plate in front of you that is full of color, then you're eating the right things.
Right.
Well, you know, Liz, that's what I looked at last mm-hmm. night. I said, oh, I like the colors on my
right.
It's pretty, wasn't it?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't it pretty? The beautiful sweet potatoes, the
and
green
the
of the broccoli,
mm-hmm.
the yellow of the corn. Keep doing more
right.
of that. The more
okay.
color you have on your plate,
right.
the more you're doing what you need to be doing.
And the last thing I'm going to do, if you know, I started Sunday. I stopped smoking.
Good
oh,
for
wow.
you.
And so,
great.
You know, everybody pray for me. Because
absolutely.
I'm giving myself 7-day segments to not smoke, you know.
Excellent.
So the good thing was I got on the phone, and usually when I get on the phone, I light up. And I said, nope. I don't have to. I'm trying to be healthy this year.
Excellent.
Well, that's great. Just want to remind you, start small, incremental steps.
Thank you.
Baby steps.
A colorful plate is the plate you want to eat on.
Nutritious plate.
Okay.
A small nutritious plate.
Small. Yeah. Right. There Absolutely. Go. Good point, Doris.
There you go, Doris.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to talk to some more of you, and also to continue our conversation with Linda McKirkland, Program Director for Healthy Futures, as we continue our journey towards a healthier you and a healthier new year and a nutritional transition for all of us.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger with a personal invitation for you to join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on WGNU. It is so great to be back in the St. Louis area, and I'm looking forward to talking with you here at Radio Free St. Louis about your personal, work, and family problems and issues. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA, that's 1-800-DR-LAURA, and let's take on the day. Join me, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, 2 to 4, Monday through Friday afternoons on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Get wowed by woo! Listen to Debbie Donzie at WGNU.net for women empowering women, or wild energetic women, or
and
wild
now,
wacky women.
The Lincoln
women,
Middle School Poetry Club.
Mothers, daddios, you've already given us so much, so we're not asking you to teach us Dutch. Just a little involvement in our school is cooler than cool. Because studies show a little participation increases our chances for graduation.
A little involvement goes a long way. For ways to get involved in your child's school, join your local PTA or visit pta.org.
A message from the Ad Council and National PTA.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Around the world and behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
What you don't understand, my words might never explain. So I am hoping that I will. Things may not go as you planned, dark clouds might bring you pain, but I will be in your heart still, telling you to. Down. Don't feast your eyes on things that are on the ground. And if it gets hard to focus when you're traveling almost at the speed of sound, feeling nowhere bound, remember what I told you and
this is Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides information on how to take better care of your own health. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Well, Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Healthy Futures. I'm here with Linda McKirkland. Linda, welcome back. Can we get to a couple more of our calls?
Yes.
As we and then work through the rest of our nutritional transition for the year 2000. Mm-hmm. And is it six already?
Woo. Yep.
William, good morning. You're on Healthy Futures with Linda McKirkland.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
I'd like to go ahead and expound on something that I noticed about myself. Okay, a few weeks ago, well, the latter part of last year, I had began eating salad. I ate a salad every day. I ate tomatoes, everything that you can think of to put in the salad, I ate it. And I'm 5'11". I went from 220 pounds to 225 pounds. And I started thinking about, okay, let me think. The biggest animals that God ever put on the face of this earth were herbivores. They only ate plants. That was it. Dinosaurs, bears, so forth. Well, bears eat food, but I'm just talking about, you know, like pandas. They only ate plants. Now, I start thinking about animals that ate flesh, tigers, cheetahs, you know, and they were fast, they were quick, they had great muscle tone, and I started back eating food, no fried food, turkey, so forth and so on. I'm down to 215 pounds, and the only thing I do is eat boiled and baked food, and just watch my quantities and exercise at least 15 minutes every day. All this plant eating and stuff, you know, you can, if you want to do it, go for it, watch your gas. I mean, it will affect your body. But I just look at the plan that was set before me, and I go ahead and follow it, and it works for me.
Well, I guess it depends upon if you're trying to do it for solely for weight reasons. If you're talking about a dinosaur that eats only plants, we're talking about a dinosaur that ate tons of plants. We're talking about whales that eat tons of plankton. Mm-hmm. So it's not about the fact that they just ate plants. It's about that they ate a lot of plants. If you gained weight while eating nothing but vegetables, there's something else going on in your diet.
Yes.
There's absolutely so. Because were you eating fried foods?
Was I eating fried foods?
Yeah.
I ate baked chicken in the salad. That
no,
was
no, no. I'm talking about when you were just eating the as you said, the...
No, I that's all I ate. I ate salad with baked chicken in it.
Every day?
Every day?
Every day. That was all I ate. Yeah, I gained 5 pounds. But when I stopped...
Over what period of time?
From pretty much... No, the end of part of October through, like, the middle part of November.
So for a month? You did it for a month?
I did it for a month.
That's it?
I did it for... Yeah.
Okay.
I won't ever try to gain any more weight.
Well, wait a minute, but... you know, granted you're not a woman, so you don't have the same hormonal changes that are going on in your body, but 1 month of changing your diet is not enough to really draw a conclusion about what's happening. That doesn't give your body enough time to really adjust to anything.
Right.
Okay, but at the same time, from changing over just eating boiled and baked foods,
mm-hmm.
and going back to meat eating, I've lost 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Over what period of time?
Since from November to now.
So November, December, January, you've lost 10 pounds in 2 months?
The
what we're talking about are the things that are inherent in meat. The problems that are inherent in meat. We're not simply saying that you're eating this for weight loss reasons. You're eating this for...
You can't get me to eat swine or bottom feeding animals. Now, that's something I won't do.
Why?
You really don't want to know why I don't eat swine.
Eat what?
Swine.
Oh, pig. Pig.
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't understand what you're saying. It sounds like you're calling from Atlantis or someplace, that there's this water or something in the background, so we're having a hard time understanding you. But if you're not eating pig for health reasons, and you're not eating fish because or shrimp because they're bottom feeders, you need to, I can give you a disc. You can go to Eternity and get a disc on chicken. And if you are responding to swine that way, if you're responding to bottom-eating fish like that way, you'll respond to these DVDs on what goes into a chicken as well.
Right. And also, William, I'd like to point out that what we're also encouraging, we're encouraging a whole lifestyle change, because there's so many things that people can and cannot be eating, and we understand that everybody will make their own choices, but we're encouraging lifestyle changes, things that people can do over the long haul that will increase their health. And it's a proven fact that when you eat right, you make the right choices in terms of how you eat, what you eat, and sometimes when you eat. It's not even about the diet losing weight thing, but you will naturally shed the weight. You will naturally, your body will naturally respond. Your blood pressure will go down. I mean, these are the kinds of changes that we're advocating for. And we understand that everybody will make their own individual, you know, choices about what they want to do. So you have that choice to make for yourself. But we're encouraging long-term, lifetime changes.
And that's
behavior.
Pretty much what I was thinking of, because I didn't want to see the end result of 5 pounds in a month. Where would I end up a year from now? I know this isn't working for me.
I made a decision
for a lifestyle, and I basically went back to what I used to do.
And we've got to get to some of our callers, so we only have a few more minutes. But what I would encourage you to do, William, is go to Eternity Deli and pick up the copy of how where chickens come from.
I know that. Now, you say Eternity Deli?
Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid. Their phone number is 454-1851.
Okay, thank you, Liz.
All right,
thank
my you. Pleasure. 454-0400 is my phone. One more quick call here. Annie?
Hey, Liz.
Yes.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Calling about, I started drinking a lot more water. And, you know, our water is filled with fluoride. And I know they say they put fluoride in the water to prevent cavities. But why does it have to be systemic like that? You know, because I haven't read any single thing on fluoride actually preventing cavities.
You know what, Annie? We've got to go. But what I'm going to do is, Linda, let's make a commitment. We'll do a show on fluoride.
Okay.
Okay? We'll do a show on that, because you're absolutely right. Well, let's talk about that, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you for that suggestion. Happy New Year to you. 454-0400 is the phone number. And, Linda, we only have a few more minutes here. Time just goes, doesn't it?
Sorry.
Time just goes. Let's talk about some of our upcoming shows.
Okay. Next week, we're going to have an in-house guest. We're going to be talking about culinary herbs and their healing impact.
Mm.
And also, we're going to be talking about different nutrition plans and strategies again. Again, looking at specific things that we can do in more detail. And we're also wanting audience participation, Liz. You and I talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And having people, especially on the days that we do our cooking demos,
mm-hmm.
having the listening audience to call in, and if there's anyone who wants to be in the studio with us on that day,
mm-hmm.
because we really want to share this.
Here's
it's just
what,
not about, just about me and you on the radio.
Absolutely. And here's what I'd like to do right now is to offer out to people right now to email me
mm-hmm.
at revolution@lizbrown.com if you would like to come into the studio, because we want to, it's not just us saying that this food tastes good. It's
right.
not just Howard saying that this food tastes good. It's not just Joe saying the food tastes good. But we want the community to know
right.
that the other people that are just average people out there are also think it tastes good. So if you would be interested in coming in on the show and being one of our taste testers as we do our next cooking
Absolutely.
Show the last Friday of this month, give me an email at revolution@lizbrown.com or call you at 454-9830. You can call Linda McKirkland at 454-9830 or email me at revolution@lizbrown.com if you're interested in being part of that.
Absolutely. And also, Liz, for upcoming shows, we're going to do something innovative. We're going to be talking to church leadership
mm-hmm.
about their roles in this whole health and wellness initiatives that we're doing in the St. Louis community, because, again, they are one of the pillars of our society. So we've got to talk to these church leadership
Bring them out. That's
right. Bring them out.
That's right. Okay. And what's our health tip for the week?
Okay. Our health tip for the week is I will begin to make changes in what I eat and how I eat.
And don't forget, if you want to just start transitioning, if you want to start your nutrition transition, you can't go to a better place than Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid. Go there today. They have lasagna. It doesn't have meat in it. All of you, again, baby steps. You can do this. Check out Eternity Deli. If you think it can't be so, go to Eternity Deli, and they'll show you that it can.
And also, Liz, we really didn't get through with everything, mm-hmm. so we're going to try to come back to this at some point in time.
Absolutely.
Because this transitional phase is so important to know.
Absolutely. So that's Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid, 454-1850. One, Miss Linda McKirkland, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank
it's
you
a
so
pleasure.
Much. And it's great to start off the new year.
Absolutely.
We're going to do a whole lot more this year.
Absolutely.
And we're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Update. Dateline Washington. Super lobbyist Jack Abramoff, who has just cut a deal with prosecutors on corruption charges, raised at least $100,000 for President Bush's re-election campaign in 2004. So yesterday, the White House announced it's going to donate thousands of dollars of that money he directly is connected to the American Heart Association. Abramoff is going to work with the FBI in connection with a continuing investigation into bribes paid to congressmen and their aides on a wide range of issues. There could be as many as 20 congressmen caught up in this web. A number of lawmakers are so nervous about this case that they've started to get rid of any money they got through Abramoff. The latest is House Speaker Dennis Hastert of Illinois, who recently announced he's donating all of his Abramoff money to charity. Abramoff was probably the most dynamic lobbyist ever to walk the halls of Congress. An Indian tribe in Louisiana paid him and his partners $30 million in a two-year period to help get legislation passed that would be favorable to their casino gambling operation. And Dateline Detroit. Researchers from the University of Michigan have discovered that children living in unsafe neighborhoods are more likely to be overweight than those living in safer areas. There was no apparent connection to education levels of the parents, racial or ethnic backgrounds, or whether they were involved in after-school activities. One explanation is that parents simply do not allow their children to go outside and play because of the dangerous surroundings. And there could be less access to nutritional foods in those areas as well. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Once upon a time, there lived three energy hogs. Now, an energy hog is what you have when humans waste energy. One day, the three energy hogs set out to find themselves a cottage.
Let's look for leaky windows,
said the first energy hog, for he knew that would waste energy.
Let's look for leaky doors,
said the second.
Let's look for a swing set,
said the third, for he had more blubber than brains. So they set off down the road. Presently, they came upon a tiny cottage where dwelled a clever girl named Dreadylocks.
I hope it has leaky windows,
cried the first energy hog.
I hope it has leaky doors,
cried the second.
I hope it has a bathroom,
cried the third, for only his brains were smaller than his bladder. But Dreadylocks liked playing cool games at energyhog.org. And from energyhog.org, she learned how to use energy wisely. So the three energy hogs were forced to look elsewhere to waste energy and had to use the disgusting restroom at the gas station down the road. And the moral of the story is, to use energy wisely, log on to energyhog.org or waste not, hog not.
This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, is your station for talk radio with a difference. Call now for your turn on the air. The numbers are 314-454-0400 or toll free 1-877-920-WGNU. Individual results may vary. Some restrictions apply.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
Hi, I'm Susan Smith Harmon. Join me every Friday at noon on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want a toll-free long-distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget, that you can check out the website at LizBrown, LizBrown.com. That's LizBrown.com. This weekend I will have up my picks for the year, the Liz Picks, my favorite shows, my favorite interviews, my favorite books that we discussed this year. And we're going to be doing something very exciting. We're going to be doing, we're going to be looking at movies. Starting at the end of this month here, not what I'm going to be doing that. So you can have an opportunity to come out and to, I'm going to be, give you more information about this on Monday. But starting at the end of this month, we're going to be going to the movies a couple times a month, maybe every week. So next week you're going to be hearing more about that. My number here is 454-0400. Don't forget that we are archived. The Wake Up Call is archived. Every show is archived at WhiteRoseSociety.org. That's WhiteRoseSociety.org. So you have that choice as well. And again, we're going to be looking at. Check out the website this weekend. Check out the website next week when you look for the Liz picks for my favorite interviews and my favorite books. We have some wonderful things coming up for you next week. We're going to get back into the groove of bringing you great interviews, great stories, great information. We're going to be starting that back up next week. I want to do some, just kind of some bookkeeping, and we will be giving our wake up, doing our wake up call because we care package giveaways starting back next week. I also want to remind people that we are, Jamala Rogers is heading a effort, an action, a campaign to get people to the truth of the Chain of Rocks case. We have Reginald Clemmings that Jay Nixon has put in the position, the precarious position of having the Supreme Court for the state of Missouri to consider whether they're going to announce the execution date for Reginald Clemmings. This is a case that is a perfect storm of prosecutorial misconduct. That means lawless, outrageous acts by the prosecuting attorney, lies told by the prosecuting attorney during the course of the trial. one of the worst prosecutors in the country, been cited and cited by courts, been held in contempt by judges. Awful, awful man, Nels Moss. We had the combination of him, of Nels Moss. We also had the combination of the one of the worst defense attorneys in the history of defense attorneys, a defense attorney who actually said on the record, I stopped objecting because the judge was just going to overrule me anyway. And we as a country with a conscience can put somebody on death row with their attorney that said, I stopped doing what I was supposed to do and what I was being paid to do, Bob Constantino, and he has since been disbarred. So he had the worst prosecutor, the worst defense attorney, the worst lying cops on the face of the earth. They have the reputation of lying. Then we have the star witness for the prosecution by the cops is a person whose own father said in the police report that my son is a liar. Do not believe him. He's lied his whole life. All of those things, those four factors combined together to result in a guilty verdict and a man on death row. Reggie Sunday is January 15th, the birth date of Martin Luther King. And there are churches across this area that are participating in this, getting people to sign petitions and putting out information about the Reginald Clemens case. And I want to just list off some of the churches that are doing this because they are to be congratulated. And all of you parishioners out there should get to your pastors and get to your church members and have them participate in Reggie Sunday on January 15th as well. Life Victory Center, Kennerly Temple, of course, that's Bishop Ward. Oh, you can set your clock by Bishop Ward. New Jerusalem Temple, Grace Fellowship Church, Fundamental Church of God, Church of Christ Divine, New Beginnings Church, Bethel Methodist Church, United Church of Christ, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, True Love Divine Church, Solomon's Temple, The Last Days Church, Faith Miracle Temple, and so all you have to do is get to your pastor, get to your folks, and make January 15th next Sunday Reggie Sunday. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I will be back on Monday at the same time, at the same place. Oh, my God. Lou Rawls has just died. Oh. Say some prayers for his family. Bless his heart. Lou Rawls just passed away. I'll talk to you all on Monday. Stay strong. You were born with
some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress.
920 on your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. Word just in that soul singer Lou Rawls has died after a long illness. He was 70 years old. 4 hours of emergency surgery for Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Doctors in Jerusalem said to be amazed he's still alive after two strokes and two operations to stem bleeding in his brain. Dr. Shlomo Ben Yosef.
When we compare the result of the CAT scan of 2000,